The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
It is Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, again. My name is Sam Cedar. This is the five-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Majority Report special news thing.
Segment.
Thing that we're doing. Live coverage of the 2019 delayed State of the Union address. And, you know, sorry. Sorry, we're doing
it. Policy, very sorry. Not accepted.
In so many different ways. Joining us in studio, of course. Matt Leck, Jamie Peck, Brendan Finn, Michael Brooks, and also joining us today, very exciting, Catherine Krieger, the managing editor of Splinter News, is here with us.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Here we go.
Welcome.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
Yeah, you are.
I think we may have mentioned earlier today, too, that Alex Perrine would be with us. And I forgot to – I thought that I had asked him. And I did for the original one. And then when that got canceled, I forgot to follow up.
Were you testing to see if he watches the show?
And I was testing to see if he watches the show. And apparently not.
Mm-mm.
Or he just really didn't want to do this and pretends he's not watching the show, so they didn't have to do this. But he may actually make it in a little bit later.
Oh, is he in touch?
Yeah, we're in touch, and highly unlikely. But Catherine, let's start with you. What are you anticipating tonight?
Well, I was really, really hopeful that this would never happen.
Here, just bend that. Yeah.
Am I good?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I don't know why we did that upside down, but go ahead.
I'm happy to be here, but I'm unhappy that this event is happening. We've heard that there won't be a national emergency, so I assume it'll just be boring top to bottom.
All right. Well, here's the thing that we need to figure out beforehand, only for the sake of drinking. Now, Brendan has one prediction, which I think is actually a great prediction. Brendan, do you want to just pop up and say what your prediction is? Because you know, we're all thinking this is going to be incredibly boring because it's a scripted thing. And Brendan comes in and drops this bomb.
I hope he goes off script.
Didn't say I hope.
No, you said
he's going to.
He would.
I think he will.
We all hope he does.
There was a report from the New York Times, which I imagine, I only read the headline, but it was Haberman, I guess. And that he was upset that he wasn't digging in hard enough against Democrats. His speech,
Maggie, I'm gonna go off script.
There absolutely will be a point where every political journalist is tweeting, "He's off the teleprompter right now. Right. He's not. His eyes are moving too fast." So I can't wait for it.
You know my prediction?
Well, yes. Go ahead, Jamie.
Jamie, what is it?
He's not going to pull his dick out on stage, and all the pundits are going to be like, today is the day that Donald Trump became president.
Here's my prediction. It's Q Day, and he's going to arrest everyone in the chamber.
You're talking now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, gentlemen, bring out the cuffs.
Now wait a second. Let me just address Jamie's prediction. Here's the problem with your prediction. We don't know. He's behind a podium
lectern.
He could be, as soon as he get up there, he could.
I mean, that implies he would do it so that we could see it. You know.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike.
If a hog comes out behind a podium, does it really count?
He doesn't seem like a covert public masturbator.
Yeah. No.
Just to mess with Mike Pence? Like, hey, Mike, it's out. They can't see it. You can. Hey, Mike, you like what you see? You like it?
That I do think to the extent that there's any value in this, and I'm actually excited to hear Stacey Abrams speak afterwards, because I think we're going to get a sense of just sort of like how how prominent she's going to be in the future of the Democratic Party. But what is interesting about this speech is that it gives us insight into what they think they want to do for the next 2 years, right? Like, it's quite possible they'll go off the rails by, you know, Thursday of this week. But in terms of today, they think that what they present today is going to be what they think the narrative will be, or they hope to make the narrative over the next 2 years. So I think we're going to hear a lot about abortion, particularly late-term abortion, as they call it, which is really just abortion. To the extent that it happens after 20 weeks, I mean, we can go through all the facts about this. We're talking about less than 1% of abortions, the vast majority of those are people who wanted to carry their pregnancy to term but couldn't for health reasons. But I think that's going to be a big part of it. It's going to be interesting to see if we hear about the MS-13 killing.
You're definitely going to hear.
Well,
about the MS-13
the only thing that makes me believe that may not be the case is that there was not a white person, you know, who was killed. That from what I can tell of the news reports at this point, we're talking about American citizens. In some ways, it cuts against the narrative. And I also think that, you know, we are now far enough away from 9/11 that that the Republican Party doesn't give a shit about New York. And so
he's going to mention it. Just even if it's
own. If it was a pretty white girl who was killed,
oh, it was
they would have rewritten the speech from top to bottom.
It would be the whole speech. It'll be mentioned. Yeah, of course, if it was a pretty white girl, that would be the whole thing. I just want to let everybody know, and as I'm drinking liquid IV tonight.
Oh,
as part of my regimen.
Shout out to Majority
Report sponsors.
You have to decide what you're going to do with the microphone.
Move it around.
The other part that I think is going to be, and I want to just give people a heads up for this right off the bat. We're going to laugh when he introduces the kid named Trump and talks about how badly he feels that he's getting picked on. And I want to make this clear. Like, I am extremely sensitive to this issue. I have kids myself. They have been through this type of bullying. It's horrible. But I just want to prepare everyone right up front. There's no way that we're going to be able to keep a straight face when literally the probably the first president in the history of the country, I don't care if you perceive all of them as being war criminals in the past, definitionally, and psychotic, it doesn't matter. I don't think we have ever had a time in the history of our country. And I remember when Nixon, I was my son's age when Nixon was running for president. I was six. Wow. I can assure you,
this kid has big ears. He grew up in Asia, and he's getting picked on a lot.
There was no way.
10 minutes of segment on it.
That kids understood that their president was mean in the way that kids understand it today.
Right.
And so, you know, to the extent that this one kid named Trump is getting picked on, there are literally, I think, thousands upon thousands of kids who are maybe they're Latino. Maybe they're from just maybe their parents are immigrants, maybe they're just anything but lily white. They're getting picked on in a way that they hadn't been picked on. You know, that the kids who are their age 6 years ago had not gotten picked on, and so I just want to prepare people for that. We just saw the Supreme Court.
Yeah, so just to reiterate, we're going to be laughing at the part where the kid who is bullied on national television.
It's not television, because we're pro-bullying as a blanket.
No,
right.
I'm pro-bullying certain people.
There's Brett Kavanaugh smiling as if he has just assaulted someone.
Had a beer.
In the way, yes.
Yeah, had a beer.
Remember when, folks? RBG not here tonight, I believe.
But doesn't she always not come?
Well, she didn't come last time.
Yeah. Right.
Alito not here. So, you know, there's that. There's Gorsuch.
Just a
murder a little
row.
Bit of the sound so that we can hear. Oh, not really terribly exciting sound. I'm going to turn on the IMs. I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to read many of them, but if you are so inclined, of course, you pick up the app at majorityapp.com, and you can IM the show with your thoughts. There's Gorsuch. These two guys.
Oh, God. This
man.
Is really unpleasant, man.
Just those rictus grins.
Ask the moms.
Thank you.
It turns out Rick Perry is the designated survivor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And this is when we discover that Rick Perry's actually like a secret genius. And he's been putting the plans in place.
I think
place.
The smart money is on we don't find that out. Well,
that's probably the smart money. The dumb money is some type of...
I think even the dumb money is probably on that.
Yeah. Every money is on. Right. He's an idiot.
No one will take your bet on that.
Right.
No.
I think you have to literally be hooked up to a machine with the
brainwaves
going flat.
What would you do if Rick Perry became president? Would you be more disturbed than if Trump was president?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think Rick Perry has, like, I don't think Rick Perry is, like...
not as mean-spirited?
No, but I'm saying Rick Perry is no Mike Pence.
No,
I think Rick Perry just
He's not
like,
an ideologue.
No, he would be better
than
Mike
Pence.
Hey, man,
if cowboy boots are
hey,
going to get me
elected... Joe Manchin.
Yeah. I think he's also like a...
Did you catch Joe Manchin buddying with... I guess
now,
a,
the white
with,
that Democratic Congress women are wearing is a... is a tip of the hat to the suffragette movement.
I remember Kevin Cramer, the then congressman of North Dakota, but now senator, famously went on local news and said they had a mental illness for wearing that last...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, maybe it was last year or the year before.
I have to say that, like, did you hear Cramer following the Kavanaugh stuff talking about Heidi Heitkamp on local news? Did you ever catch that clip?
Oh, God. What did he say?
It was
I feel like I've lived so many lives. You'll have to refresh.
It was such a disaster that I specifically remember saying, because Matt's from North Dakota, that
right.
if this guy wins North Dakota, we might as well just basically, you know, somehow sever off from the rest of the country.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. This is him on... Oh, wait a second. It sounds like they're being quiet. Oh.
The chatter begins.
Christo told me about that, Rick Perry. Bronze plan. Really glad Patrick made it to the studio tonight. Why do you keep calling him Brendan? Test. That's my thought. Nick from Manitoba. Hey, Sam. Well, really, the acting cabinet, right? I mean, how many of the members of the cabinet now are actually Senate confirmed?
Not that many, right?
Right?
Yeah, no, it's like a surprisingly small number.
Pompeo is, Mnuchin.
Although they're cramming as many judges as they possibly can through. That's working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mnuchin got a haircut. He's got that new haircut look, you know?
Uh-huh.
You get the haircut before the special occasion, and it's really short.
Do you think Wilbur Ross knows where he is?
No, absolutely not.
Huh? Say again? Yeah, Wilbur Ross is awake. And then I don't even recognize half the people in there. There's Ben Carson, and there's Elaine Chao, and there's...
the Ag Secretary.
There is the... Kristen Nielsen, the
Nazi
really
Barbie.
Just horrible
face of the Gestapo,
unbelievable, horrible person. There's Matt Whitaker, the acting DOJ.
Get revenge.
What was that?
Thank you.
I think there's a hot mic on Ben Carson.
Yeah.
No, I was playing a drop.
I know that Rick Perry is the designated survivor, but you can't help but think, like, what is the net? What would be the net? Something just...
It's a net positive.
Like a chandelier. How about a chandelier falling? A chandelier falling.
I'm thinking much grander than that. Parody, not actionable.
Right, exactly. We should say that anything that we say tonight is, of course, parody.
Yeah.
That is one of the features of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Satire.
The satire report.
Gina Haspel, girl boss, right there.
Nick from Manitoba. Hey, Sam, what's the matter with you? you don't support Pod Save America's mission statement on healthcare? You don't think their muddled mess of caveats on top of caveats risks the imagination? You must be one of those progressive that wants to divide the country. Yes. Well,
that's you. Get, sounds like he's got you
pegged.
He's got you pegged.
Gas socialist. Oh, Georgia socialist. Okay. Abrams for Senate 2020. MT, Nausea Central, here we come. A Wild Bill, love you guys. The Quantum Saramai, laugh my ass off. Attorney Andrew, sneaking this one in from the earlier show, Topher Spiro, CAPS health policy expert, is currently pushing CAPS Medicare Extra as a more feasibly possible policy designed to Medicare for All. However, when he's not doing that, he spent the last week blocking any and every Medicare for All advocate, including Abdul El-Sayed, who may be the nicest guy on the planet. I've interviewed him, and he is incredibly nice. And calling Wendell Potter a troll. Topher Spiro, Jesus.
Well, he is a troll. I mean, he betrayed his industry.
It's true.
And he's always talking about what his industry does. It doesn't do. It's highly troll behavior. Wendell Potter, known as the original irony bro.
Yeah. Josh from Houston, I feel like the AIDS announcement is going to have a homophobic subtext, like you gay people done messed up and got diseased and we have a fix for you. The Alpha Cup, this is a reference to reportedly Donald Trump is going to make an announcement that there is going to be a plan to eradicate AIDS by 2030, I think it is.
Right.
Wow. Try telling that to Mike Pence, who oversaw an AIDS outbreak in Indiana.
It's a thing called apple cider vinegar.
You gotta,
it's great for your immune system. Yeah.
You got to set the table to eat to then clear the table.
I mean, they could just kill all the people with AIDS. That would get rid of AIDS, right?
Maybe that's what it is. A lot of AIDS medications are really toxic. So
now, people should know that the Congress folks, all the Congress people, have the ability to invite one person, I think it is.
Yep.
And there are several... several Congress people have brought transgender people who are in the military. There are.
The President of the United States. Here we go.
All right, now we get the love fest.
AOC brought the woman who cornered Jeff Flake.
In the elevator.
Hell,
the elevator.
Hell yeah.
Shiro.
Oof.
He's got his game face on. Red tie.
I've snorted so much Adderall. I can't even believe it.
I didn't snort anything with the wife.
Hot mic again.
Don't touch me.
I didn't want to say anything tonight. I just wanted to do that.
My man looking like a dang Cheeto. All right.
Actually, looks like he has
no. Yeah, he looks like he actually beard. Didn't get a fresh spray tan.
You know, now,
looking like a snack.
Everybody knows
snack
that this is all you know.
Dusty.
People want these pictures. They want these pictures for back home. Back, this is a function of the Republican. You know, Republican Party is Trump. Trump is the Republican Party
when it's convenient. Right.
Oh, is that Louis Gohmert?
Yeah, the one that matters is me. I'm the only one that matters.
Oh, wow. Hot mic in his brain.
The Alpha Cuck says, hey, I'm our crew. Thanks for making this nonsense tolerable. I'm drinking every time Trump says the word big. I should say, you know, people have asked me what kind of drinking game that we're doing. My drinking game is just to keep drinking. Mm. And then if I drink enough... so that I don't break down in tears, or if I do drink enough so that I do break down in tears, I win.
So either way, you're going to be crying.
That's right.
It's a win-win.
I should also say to listener Anne, who has supplied us both with beer tonight, and I am drinking from the bottle of Glenfiddich that she sent, I guess, a couple of months ago.
You're already on the Glenfiddich. You really are going to cry.
No. hard before soft in the loft. Soft before hard in the yard.
I've never heard that exact one before.
Well, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone almost knows wouldn't even
so
have
I start with the hard liquor, and then I go to a beer as a chaser. I'm going to, here you go. Here's my speech. Here you go. Oh.
And what does he want to mutter under his breath at Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, he doesn't have the balls. Honestly, he doesn't have the guts to do that.
Yeah. I'm actually confident.
He doesn't have the guts to do that. He's only going to sit in his office and bitch. He's not going to say anything to her directly.
Wouldn't it be great?
Already kicking in.
Wouldn't it be great if the lady Democrats had actually just given up and joined the cigarette smoking cult from The Leftovers?
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
I never watched it.
Is that a good show?
It's good.
Good but depressing.
Yeah, you'll feel like you're losing your mind every time. You'll have to watch Bob's Burgers afterwards, but it's good.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I don't like the animation.
I don't know what I said.
Matt is putting on a clinic tonight.
Go through the oldies.
Got our first Bernie sighting of the night. Didn't see his $10,000 winter coat, unfortunately.
$50,000 winter coat.
That must be in the cloakroom.
Which house should I go home to?
I got to time this.
Oh, look at how excited John Tester is. John Tester seems super excited.
Yeah,
now,
on some level,
it's sort of ridiculous to look and see how excited they are, because it's all just for show on some level. But
wait, when you're talking about Marco Rubio having a good couple of weeks, you're talking about the coup in Venezuela?
Oh, yeah. He's
been stoked,
going big.
Right. And also, he wrote a good column.
Folks,
Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President.
Oh, crazy
members
Lee
of
Harvey Oswald.
The First Lady of the United States.
It's just such a good walk down memory lane. Oh, is she going to stand? She was thinking about not, though.
Hello.
Didn't they not stand during Obama's or something? Am I misremembering that?
It's possible.
And my fellow Americans, we meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential.
Ah.
As we begin a new Congress, I stand here ready to work with you
as a fixer-upper,
to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans. Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now, gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
I'm nodding so hard. Yes.
They're all going to, oh, the old, I got them all to stand up.
We're going
to
die here.
I did it.
We're
going to
absolutely die here.
Look at Elizabeth Warren's like, you're not tricking me, motherfucker. I see you.
She was a professor.
The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda. It's the agenda of the American people. Many of us have campaigned on the same core promises.
It's the agenda
to defend
American jobs
and demand fair trade for American workers, to rebuild and revitalize our nation's infrastructure, to reduce the price of health care.
Where are those two? What are they called? The perfect liars? Where are those guys who come out and go, boring?
The good liars.
The good liars.
Boring. You're boring.
Hey, guys, remember Infrastructure Week? That was fun.
It's coming back.
And to pursue a foreign policy that puts America's interest first. There is a
new... He's got a new slogan.
He was told the pause line there.
The courage together to seize it.
Smoke them if you got them, ladies.
Jeez.
Look at this humorous bunch of broads.
Yeah, why are they so uptight?
Victory is not winning for our party.
Hello, party.
Victory is winning for our country.
Pence can see the thing that says stop for applause, and he's still hesitating.
Oh, my gosh.
How long? How long
America
until he goes off script?
Not off script so far, guys.
Anniversaries that show us the majesty of America's mission and the power of American pride.
Oh, my God.
In June, we mark 75 years since the start of what General Dwight D. Eisenhower called the Great Crusade, the Allied liberation of Europe in World War II.
Has there ever, like, have you ever seen this many people watching a speech where the speaker had so little connection to the words he was saying? Like, this is
June 6th. 1944.
It's an incredible artifact in that way.
15,000 young American men
Soprano and sweats
jumped from the sky,
channel.
And 60,000 more stormed in from the sea.
So if you think about it, D-Day is kind of like ISIS coming across the Mexican border.
Yeah. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Private First Class Joseph Riley.
You are
Staff
so
Sergeant
old.
Irving Locker and Sergeant Herman Zajcik.
Get up there, Zajcik.
Sad to me.
Get up, Zajcik. You get up.
I don't like this.
That's got to cut both ways for those guys. I lived this long. I finally got to a State of the Union address. And it's fucking Donald
this guy,
Trump.
Yeah.
They're probably like
that one guy seems to be a real fan.
I think he's just psyched to be there.
Keep it going, sonny.
For every Nazi you kill, you get to go to one fascist State of the Union address.
That's right. You better go off script.
I hope these guys stay up and filibuster.
Gentlemen, we salute you.
Please stand till the end. Thank you.
In 2019, we also celebrated.
It really sounds like you believe that, right? Gentlemen,
brave young
we
pilots
salute you.
Flew a quarter of a million miles through space to plant the American flag on the face of the moon.
False flag.
Half a century later, we are joined
supposedly
by one of the Apollo 11 astronauts. Who planted that?
We got everyone. We got astronauts. We got vets.
Did you hear the way he said that? He doesn't know that it was Apollo 11.
No.
He said
he's
the
reading.
Apollo 11
he's
astronauts.
Reading. He's
for
reading.
The first time.
He's barely even gone over this once.
It was the astronaut 9 at 11.
Is it Buzz?
Is that Buzz?
I guess it's Buzz.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Elizabeth Warren not standing for Buzz Aldrin. Incredible.
The campaign is over.
Who's this small
and people, girl? People said the Super Bowl was boring. Give me a break.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you,
Buzz. This year, American astronauts.
And freelance.
I like that.
Totally freelance.
I like that part.
Rockets.
Rockets.
Rockets. Is he going to talk about Space Force? A
yeah,
thing
that's happened to that.
That's real and definitely happening. I like.
We were a superpower.
In the 20th century, America saved freedom, transformed science, redefined the middle class, and when you get down to it, there's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
I also
Everyone wins. All the Republicans wince when he said science. Like, where's he going with this?
I also had sex with Robin Gibbons in the 1980s. And people say I'm racist, which is totally unfair. Mike Tyson didn't want me to
now
have sex with him. Thought he was tough, but I did.
And bravely into
everyone
the next
that
chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century.
Get off script.
We're going
an amazing
to Mars.
Quality of life for all of our citizens.
Trump
is
stakes
within reach. We can make our community safer.
Play that Trump stake.
Our family
available
stronger.
At the shopper image.
Our culture richer. Our faith deeper.
A new
forget your taxes. Yeah, no taxes.
Bigger
what
than ever before.
We can be even whiter than we were in the past.
I'm not going to tell you for Sanchez. It's Studio 57. I want that speech. I want him to give the Boy Scouts speech. When he was with the Boy Scouts in West Virginia.
But
yeah,
we must
like,
reject.
I was having an orgy at a yacht.
But a hot
with,
that was
with,
one of his yeah wildest skills yet.
An embrace.
And that
the
was what made Rex Tillerson like one thing to, you know,
compromise
a government Equatorial
and
Guinea
good
and torture people for all of us.
That's but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper image, you
AOC
can enjoy the world's greatest
Queen
steaks in your own home with family, friends, anytime.
And you're going Lydia to
Vasquez.
The affordability.
Lydia Vasquez had a very
Together we can
bitch
break
there,
decades of political Rocks. Stalemate. We can bridge old divisions.
Folks, we've already done it.
Heal old wounds.
I'm
build
here,
new coalitions.
And only 2 weeks late.
Forge new solutions. And unlock the extraordinary promise of America's future. The decision is ours to make. We must choose between greatness or gridlock, results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you
to choose
greatness.
It's not a hint of irony. Which one are you, dude?
Incidentally, Maxine Waters is low IQ. But despite that, we can work together.
You know, I'll tell you something. Now, it's early in the speech, but I think we do have to give it up to the fact that not only is this boring, it's also devoid of substance.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's
None
not easy to do.
Anything.
That's not easy to do. We've had plenty of, like, of State
Folks,
of the Unions
America,
where it's like,
America,
here's a litany of policy prescriptions that are incredibly boring, but very substantive. This is neither, and that's
in
pretty good.
This is like a greatest hits reel. Folks, how about our vets? You like astronauts?
Economic boom.
Now I'd like to introduce some cowboys and some firemen.
And now I'd like to go into the
becomes
like
a Chippendales show.
Reconciliation portion of the speech where we all get along.
And importantly,
no, he's just pretending to become a part of the establishment,
jobs,
all right? It's all part of the Q thing.
Everyone
They've
said was
created 5.3
do,
million new jobs all at SunClass.
But the fact is, we are just
huts.
Getting started.
Fuck yeah. Go for it.
That Foxconn deal just fell apart, so I don't know where that number's coming from.
I like that. Yep, born identity music. Just do it.
Wages are rising at
it.
The fastest
I'm
pace in decades.
Non-sequitur drops.
And growing for blue-collar workers.
Folks, can we get a fact check on that? Wages are rising?
They're growing faster than anyone else thought possible.
I need the fact check, Mafia.
Nearly 5 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps.
Lifted or dropped.
They've been dropped, yeah.
John Avalon.
You gotta lift someone before you drop them.
Yeah, it's just physics.
The U.S. economy is growing almost twice as fast today as when I took office. And we are
T-minus 30 seconds before he talks about like the black and Hispanic unemployment rates
anywhere
low,
in the world,
which are his two
not even
favorite
close.
Stats.
Oh, look at Bernie taking notes.
Has reached the lowest rate
oh, really,
in over
motherfucker?
Half a century.
She's thirsting.
Made me thirsty for policy.
African American, Hispanic American,
that was good.
And Asian
Thank
American
you.
Unemployment
Cheers.
Have all reached
I'll
their lowest levels
Amazon gift card.
Ever recorded.
Oh, we knew that.
Which brings me to MS-13.
Yeah.
They shot a guy in Queens today, and why won't the New York Times write anything good about it?
Unemployment for Americans with disabilities has also reached an all-time low.
That interview was awesome. I'm a hometown guy. I grew up in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Estates.
You know, this is the shot that Fox, right, will take.
Oh, yeah.
Where all of those Democratic women will not applaud the lowest. Why won't they applaud the lowest?
Why do you hate black people working three jobs and still being below the poverty line? Really, just B-roll for people's,
tax cut,
you know, election
for working families
attack ads,
and
right?
Doubled the child tax credit
for rich families. Again, that doesn't kick in until you make like $150,000 a year.
We virtually ended the
AOC is wearing a dang cape.
Or death
so
tax.
Just,
hell yeah.
I just need to flag that for the
on small
ladies
businesses,
in the audience.
Not
the
all
ranches,
heroes wear capes. Some do.
Also for family
AOC
farms.
Yeah.
family farms. Never found a single family farm that was implicated when the estate tax had a limit of $7 million, I think it was, penalty. At that time, combined between two people. Never, not one. Maybe it was $5 million even at that time.
That's
when
such
they
an
did
enduring
the report.
Image, though, you know, yeah. Like.
And you give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures.
Access.
We passed, very Bad importantly, word. Right to try.
You get the, yeah, the right.
The right
to try.
The right
Look
to try.
At this in cinema,
the right
very
to be
happy.
A human guinea pig.
That loosened pharmaceutical regulations dramatically. I'm sure in a year or so, when I'm in Vegas talking to tort lawyers, we'll be having a lot of conversations about that.
Very Hunger Games.
Yep.
Right there, it's a trap, folks.
We've improved access and incidentally also slashed all
Companies
kinds of regulations.
Are coming back to our country in large numbers.
They're not.
Thanks to our historic reductions in taxes and regulations.
We were a superpower. We are now a hyperpower.
And we have unleashed a revolution in American energy. The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas.
In America.
In the world.
We are going to burn this planet. We're going to light it on fire. And we're all going to be burnt to a crisp.
Did you?
And it's going to be because of America.
I'm not going to die
lit
alone.
The match.
Did you see Ben Shapiro being like, it's not a, climate change now, isn't a big deal because it's not going to happen for like 50 years today.
Exactly.
I love that.
I preferred if it actually does happen and your house goes underwater, then you can just sell it. That was
well. His head is always underwater because he's like 5 feet tall. Even
yeah, he should be the most concerned about
really
rising waters.
That was shit. Thank you.
Ad
hominem, please. That's an ad hominem.
Ad
hominem, sir.
Our military is the most powerful on Earth by far.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Oh, this is the section.
Straight into my bloodstream.
This is, remember the Republican debates?
Should they wait? Do they not clap? Is it undignified?
No, they're not allowed. The military never claps, nor do the Supreme Court justices.
Right.
Oh, there's Ted Cruz.
America.
He still has that fucking beard.
He probably has like a face rash.
Oh, that's terrible.
So much winning.
How did America win for you today?
Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
If I had to assign a threat level of success of America right now, I would give it a strong.
USA.
Like this is a college basketball game.
Football game.
Honestly, I was in a
basketball
comedy group in Cambridge, Mass.
That sounds so good. our country is
we
vibrant.
Just missed a good one.
What did you?
USA, right?
No, they like were. Never.
I played Paul Ryan sucks.
On Friday, it was announced.
And then he went.
They were chanting USA
though. 304,000.
So I was part of a comedy group. Benjamin and I
alone.
And a couple other guys.
Almost
we came down to New York.
The number expected.
25 years ago, and literally almost the entire show was us pretending we were audience members chanting USA.
I enjoyed chanting USA at our.
Guess what? People did not think it was funny.
It sounds funny, actually. I like how
no, it's funny.
All of
it's
your show
like
is just audience antagonism.
Yes, exactly.
I liked Matt and I got an opportunity to chant USA, USA at the TMBS live show.
Foolish wars.
Fun. When that guy came in talking about the 9/11 and internal demolitions.
Investigation.
I wish I could say I planted that.
Performing nationalism is pretty fun.
It's great.
Ridiculous partisan investigations.
But I mashed it up with Lou.
A man looking like a fan.
And he is.
Oh, is that Adam Schiff?
There is going to be peace and legislation. There cannot be war and investigation.
He made it rhyme! Fuck yeah, dude.
Come on. Hot bars from the president tonight.
We must spin rhymes.
Be united at home. To defeat our adversaries.
It, Trump just abroad. Went all, if it, the
this
glove doesn't
era,
fit, you must acquit.
Cooperation can start.
Yeah.
with finally
honestly admire it, you know, just go straight for it.
It worked for OJ.
It was good.
Yeah, it did.
Stuck in the Senate in some cases years and years waiting. Not right.
It certainly never happened under Obama.
Totally not right. That white people would investigate me to begin with. Not right.
You got to pull that line about the investigations.
These nominations, which is unfair to the nominees and very unfair to our country.
Super
now
unfair.
Is the time for bipartisan action.
Did someone
believe
shout?
It or not,
shout?
We have already proven that that's possible. In the last Congress, both parties came together to pass unprecedented legislation to confront the opioid crisis, a sweeping new farm bill, historic VA reforms.
I love that farm bill.
And after four decades of rejection, we passed VA accountability so that we can finally terminate
like
those
he's
who
literally
mistreat
like,
our
just,
wonderful
if I could just make
veterans.
It another hour.
He's also like, these are my four legislative victories, so I better name them all off.
When you say another hour, you mean like alive?
I'm just like
living?
Exactly.
Not dying?
Exactly.
Okay. Good.
How many hamburgers did he eat before those?
Fish fillets. I'm on a regime. Shut up, Kat.
United.
I'm a pescatarian.
Yeah. I'm doing the Rasta diet.
Justice.
Shut up.
McDonald's
reform.
Is vegan.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah. Only strictly Italian foods.
Reform.
Remember how Trump said the other day when he was talking about the football players? And he's like, I understand sometimes they're protesting for legitimate things like justice, but
last
I just took
year,
care of it. We signed
you,
it.
I heard through friends.
You got to be
story
you got to be impressed
Johnson.
That the president just used the State of the Union address to basically say,
moved.
Stop investigating me
in
for all the crimes that everyone has committed.
That would be
Alice
cool.
was sentenced
so cool.
to life in prison.
I hope that's
as
impressive.
A first time.
His biggest problem is the Southern District of New York.
Right.
Is this
absolutely.
The woman that he pardoned because of
over
Kim Kardashian?
Next,
I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
22 years.
All props to Kim Kardashian. I'm 100% pro this. Everybody who nerded out about this
inspiring
sucked. This was good for Kim, and I'm glad he did
path.
This. All props. Only
she had
non-ironic
a
part of this speech right now.
On that prison population and far beyond. Alice's story underscores
he'll certainly not
the disparities
Kim,
and unfairness that can
no.
exist
even though Kanye's a fan.
In criminal sentencing.
But
and the need
seriously, all
to
props
remedy
to Kim
this
for that. She,
total
she
injustice.
She figured out like the only way you could actually
she served almost
do anything with
that 22
his, like,
years
pathological celebrity obsession,
and had expected
which is like, I have a super
to be in prison.
Quest.
Well, she speaks the same
I can
language.
The remainder
it,
of her life.
And she speaks the same language. And she helped. She saved
in
a
June,
woman's life. That's awesome.
I commuted
all props to Kim.
Alice's sentence. When I saw
oh, my God. Now she has
Alice's
to sit next to fucking Jared Kushner.
Like
look at him.
A drop.
That's terrifying.
Greet her at the prison gates, hugging and kissing and crying and laughing.
Oh, we should
I
have
knew
that.
I
no,
did
but this is real,
something
I mean.
Right. Alice is with us
you're
tonight,
like, oh, yeah, my,
and she
my,
is
my
a terrific
that for you.
Yeah.
I
woman.
Like that.
Did you see my dad got you out of
Alice,
prison?
Please.
Oh, no, don't mug me. Then you'll go back to where you were. My dad went to prison because he tried to get a hooker to humiliate his sister. And then that fat fuck Chris Christie ruined our Passover.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
That woman behind her is completely asleep.
Alice, thank you for reminding us that
totally asleep. Not even aware that the person in front of her is getting the standing up.
Our own destiny. Thank you very much, Alice. Thank you very much. Inspired by stories like Alice's, my administration worked closely. With members of both
thing,
parties
though.
To sign the first
sucks,
step
I'm
act
just, yeah.
into
it's
law.
Good.
It is a good thing.
That's
good
a pure deal. Good, and good I didn't
and they're so rare.
Yeah,
they call, yeah
exactly.
You gotta savor them when they come around.
And people were just overthought that so much. It was like, no, this isn't gonna. This guy's not gonna become popular. He's not gonna like change his electoral calculus. It just so happens that his ego is appealed to in a way.
Harm the African American community. The First Step Act gives nonviolent offenders the chance to reenter society as productive, law-abiding citizens.
I spent a lot of time
now,
thinking about this.
Working. Are following
I read reports. I had a binder.
I don't know. What do I know about it? All I know is what's on the internet.
We are also joined tonight by Matthew Charles from Tennessee. In 1996, at the age of 30, Matthew was sentenced to 35 years for selling drugs and related offenses. Over the next two decades,
I committed to not renting to him or anyone else who was black. That's what I did.
And mentored
to add to this.
His family was evicted and lost their savings from a chump property.
Now Matthew is the very first person to be released from prison under the First Step Act.
He couldn't quite.
Like, it's so clear he doesn't really know the names of any of this stuff.
Can we
right?
call it something else? Just like First Act. Not First Step Act. Two words. Not sure where to hit the emphasis.
Can we call it the MBA Act?
Thank you, Matthew.
Welcome he is home. Actually going to get, like, a whole boatload of prejudice.
Oh, there he is. That's his first ad lib. Welcome
now,
home.
Republicans and Welcome Democrats home. Must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis.
We're getting MS-13. To the dark. This is the dark
Congress
portion of the speech.
Congress has 10 days left
so.
To pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland,
Nancy Pelosi
and
is
secure
pursing her
our
lips
very
so
dangerous
hard right now.
Southern border.
I like Nancy Pelosi.
Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration.
100% should primary her.
The ruthless coyotes,
substance.
Yeah. Cartels,
like in this type of situation.
Drug dealers,
given
and
the
human
three
traffickers.
People in the frame right now,
out
sure.
That's of there you go. Business.
No, I actually really like Nancy Pelosi's approach to black.
Who do you think? Who do you think is tasked with explaining to Trump that they're not actual coyotes involved in smuggling?
I don't think anybody is.
Somebody
I think they want him to
explain it to him at some point.
I think they want him to think that there are. So he's even.
I already
out.
Heard about that. I know. I get it. I
wow.
get it now.
You know, I really you got to give Kamala Harris face props. She really does
Large
know how to just get you like you're a fucking idiot.
Are
dude.
On the march to the United States.
She is very effective at that.
We have just heard
they're marching. They're in organized columns.
In order to
remove Pelosi just basically
the illegal
told them to give the shush. You see that?
Are getting
no,
trucks and buses
people start booing
to bring
him
them up
about the caravans.
To our country.
Let them boo. I hate you.
Yeah, why the fuck wouldn't you let them boo?
Don't boo. Vote.
It's about decorum.
I have another 3,750 troops to our southern border.
Don't
Thank
boo.
God.
This country needs
this
a strong Republican
tremendous
Party.
Onslaught.
And in conclusion.
This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border
oh my God.
Is a threat to the safety,
so he's
security,
just saying Mexico
and financial
is a lawless,
well-being
country, right?
Of all America.
Mexico where the totally hordes
We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules
this is absolutely gonna be
and
a,
respected
a reaction
our laws.
Gift.
Legal immigrants
I'm sorry to say.
Enrich our nation
no doubt.
And strengthen our society.
And it's going to be
in
That's why
ways.
We are kicking out everyone here on the TSB.
Right.
We're kicking out anybody we can kick out.
That's why I fired all the lawns keepers at
Please
my,
explain TSB
this week.
For people because I think they don't know about that.
There is,
that one is
a
really
program
important.
Where we allow refugees in if their country has suffered some type of major natural but disaster or civil war legally. Or something like that, and they're refugees. They come here. Maybe after 5 or 10 years, maybe their homes are rebuilt. Maybe the places they can go back to are safe, but they have established lives here. So to kick them out at that point, after they maybe have had children here, or maybe they have had other relatives have immigrated here because they were here, is just obscene and completely without purpose.
And correlates with the specific racism he's expressed towards Haitians.
Well, they're disgusting. It's whole country.
He's disgusting.
And America's political class,
he might actually lose
than
that case
illegal immigration. Wealthy
good
politicians and donors
trust fund baby fuck.
Push for open borders
yeah, talking about, how the
while living their lives behind walls
by,
and gates
illegal immigration
and guards.
Really takes me back to the discourse online recently.
Yeah, no shit.
Meanwhile, working-class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration. Reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in.
I would recommend everybody
increased
go
crime,
and read the
and a
AFL-CIO's
social
official policy
safety
page
net
on immigration.
And then listen to episode 31 of The Antifada to find out why the criminalization of migration is what drives down wages for working class people.
I have nothing to plug on this front.
I just think it's fast. I just think it's like you can go to the most mainstream labor organization in the country, like a really important union that plays a really important role.
All
but by no
that immigration is not 100%.
And I'm saying, and to really be clear, like not a radical one. Like if there was a potential third way position to stake out on it,
they
would probably the ones to take it. And not only don't they take it, they sent.
We're talking about sex trafficking.
They've sent fucking delegation to Brazil to free Lula. I mean, they've worked at the border. Order. They're very clear about this
stuff.
Is he
going to tout Sesta Fosta?
And to sell them into prostitution
gotta tout Sesta
and modern-day slavery.
I'm
going to
put in a black Sharpie.
Blue
tax.
Tens of thousands
tout.
Of
duct
innocent
tape.
Americans are killed.
Blue
are
duct
looking
tape.
At a Klobuchar?
To Seth Myers and
wait, what?
Amy Schumer,
and
we did it.
Into our cities.
This is just,
meth,
he's claiming that
heroin,
the
cocaine and fentanyl.
That these drugs are coming.
Gang, MS-13.
Here we go.
Now operates in at least 20
Savage.
Different American states.
Savages.
And they almost all come through our southern border.
Oh, my God.
Just yesterday, an MS-13 gang member.
Told you.
MS-13 started in California.
For a fatal shooting on a subway
told
platform
you.
In New York City.
No way he's not going to do this one.
We are removing these gang members.
Granted,
by the thousands.
It was another Hispanic guy, so
and
it doesn't
it's New
really
York.
Matter.
They
but
just,
it was in Queens, so it's
going
freaky.
To
honestly,
MS-13 was started
right
in L.A.
In
the 80s, and then basically
year after year,
exported.
In the
yes,
90s,
exported.
We
because
did
of,
that.
Of legislation Clinton signed.
The New York thing, there's a reason why he didn't harp on that, because it doesn't have any salience with the rest of the country. The idea of like a murder on a New York subway platform for 90% of the people who are watching this, particularly your Trump supporters, are just like, doesn't that happen every day?
Yeah, that doesn't shock them.
Excuse me,
yeah.
I know who Charles Bronson is, sir.
Again, we were talking about this before we got on the air, but like a white girl being killed in Iowa, now that is something you can energize.
You heard it here, direct quote, Catherine Traeger, now a white girl.
That's something he can work with.
Yeah, politically.
Give me something I can work with. Give me a white girl killed in Aruba or something.
And are survived by 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren.
I'm sorry.
Also here tonight are Gerald and Sharon's granddaughter, Heather, and great-granddaughter,
really
Madison.
Really sucks that their tragedy is being weaponized
Deborah,
and they're used as props
Heather
for
Madison.
This disgustingly racist
please stand.
Agenda.
Few can understand your pain. Thank you, and thank you for being here. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's Tiffany right behind.
Wait, they allowed Tiffany?
She's wearing white. Interesting.
Hell yeah.
That is interesting. That's a fuck you guy.
Tiffany, welcome to the resistance.
Oh, she clearly hates her dad.
Yeah, she would go lib just to spite her dad.
She's dating a lib.
Yeah, no, my friend saw them in a club recently.
And I will fight for the memory of Gerald and Sharon,
making love.
That it should never happen again.
I am willing to bet that tomorrow he will not remember Gerald and Sharon's name.
Should be lost.
Who?
I think it's already gone. It's already, you know.
Who's Gerald and what?
In the last Sharon, what was it?
Is that a friend of Jared's? Do they want to come to the White House later?
1,000 arrests of criminal aliens.
All right, leave me alone. It's
including
time.
Those charged or convicted.
When do we get to the
works, please?
When do we get to the 45 minutes of listing of all the crimes that and every undocumented killings or made in murders. This country?
In Lincoln, Nebraska, just last month, an undocumented immigrant got a parking ticket.
ICE Special Agent Elvin Hernandez.
Oh, this is the Hispanic Border Patrol guy. That's the
traitor.
I love when Republicans do base, like their stereotype of identity politics. They actually do, and they always do it like Hispanic ICE agent. What?
Right, exactly. Well, they do.
And you don't have a response to that.
He and his family legally immigrated to the United States from the Dominican Republic.
At the age of eight,
Elvin told his dad he wanted to become a special agent.
He exoticizes everything.
They think Hades is shithole, too.
Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls,
like, I don't think he has an hour and a half long attention span.
Yeah, no, he's so bored.
Really done my job.
Oh, man. This is so bad.
Thanks to his work.
I will say this.
Water like Marco
incredible
Rubio.
Colleagues.
He really does come more alive when he's in the anti-immigrant. Like the first part was very dull. But he now seems like he's hit his stride when he's talking about how horrible
500 sadistic
I think he knows it's red meat to his people, right? And
this is the part that he gets excited about.
Yeah, he wants to be adored, and he knows this is the shit that works.
They're going to eat up this part. They're going to eat up
He's said it enough times to almost believe it at this point, right? Oh, look at that cape. I'm sorry. It's
so good.
She's looking great.
That's dope.
She'll let me down soon enough.
What did he let
I'll enjoy the cape for now.
Great men and women of law enforcement. And I pledge to you tonight that I will never abolish our heroes from ICE. Thank you.
People are saying is liquidate all ICE agents.
Abolish heroes.
That's what they're saying. Abolish all heroes. Get rid of the vets, too.
Yeah, that's our official majority.
The wall for you.
It's like, no, literally employee by employee.
A common sense proposal.
Yeah, what do you think we meant by abolish? We really mean abolish.
You remember what Castro did after Batista had to leave?
Assistance.
He was onto something.
More law enforcement. Drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas
between the ports of entry. I love the semantics around the wall. Like, it's a physical
in the past,
barrier. It's
most
a
of the people
barrier,
in this room
gotta be able to deliver. Gotta be able to deliver.
But the proper wall
I promise.
Never got built. I will get it built.
And Mexico, never mind.
Again, one of the worst beards I've ever seen on a human man.
He has to have like a facial rash or something. He's got to be covering
He's
it.
Just trying to hide something.
I mean, he's always trying to hide
this
something.
This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need. And these agents will tell you where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down.
There's already wall.
You already have a militarized border, you dumb fuck.
But is it a smart wall?
Yeah. That was actually
it's
probably,
steel, but also
I think
see
Obama
through.
I want the wall to count your steps.
San Diego used to have the most illegal border crossings in our country.
Oh my God! So I just tweeted out, "I will get it built," and
was put in place.
Dot, dot, dot.
This powerful
and Larry Murphy, 3 seconds before me. In fact, it doesn't even say there's a difference. It says 16 seconds for me, 16 seconds for him. It goes, how does muscle memory, Texas, Mexico is going to pay for it, not kick in?
That's incredible. I mean, he's totally dropped one of that. The highest and,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. He said that on the campaign trail so many times.
I never said that.
Most dangerous cities. Now, immediately upon its
building,
wouldn't
it be great if Ilhan Omar just
with
got
a powerful
up and was like,
barrier,
Baba Booey,
in place.
She's like, Muhammad's the king of all prophets,
is one
Baba
of the
Booey,
safest
Baba Booey.
Cities in our country.
Matt, you know Matt.
Simply put,
how far is El Paso from the border? I think it's like
it's a really
like,
long way.
Like 120 miles away.
It's not a border town.
I think El Paso is a border town. I know that.
Or did he say last time? Did he say San Antonio? How far is it?
So let's work together, compromise, and reach a deal.
It's on the border. I learned that from Breaking Bad.
Last time he said San Antonio.
I'm showing my coastal.
As we want to defend our,
I don't know, real America.
You should recover by talking about how short Ben Shapiro is.
Our economic,
you know, the problem with Ben Shapiro.
Hey guys, have you heard Trump has small
at a rapid
man.
Hey,
no one has benefited
well,
you know what that
from
means.
Our thriving economy.
Believe me.
Then women,
you know,
filled 50.
Perrine is not showing up. He just
newly
tweeted.
Break
it. He tweeted.
He
didn't have the decency.
What did he say?
I have one for you. Ben Shapiro falls short of recognizing he's out of AOC's league.
That's not bad.
So he's trying to debate her.
It's Rip City. Population at least two.
You know, I have walked across the border, and I'm not sure how much more it could be militarized.
I have gone to the West Bank.
Thank you very much.
Folks, he's off script right now. That was ad-libbed.
All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before.
Yes.
We have forced so many two-family income earners.
More women are wage slaves than ever before.
More and more people cannot provide for their family.
We've got so many people.
That's feminism.
Don't sit yet. You're going to like this.
Wait, what has he got now?
And exactly one century.
He's going to just say racial
after
slurs.
Congress passed.
He's finally going to do it. He's finally going to go say the hard R.
Giving women the right to vote. We also have more women serving in Congress.
This is meant to be such a fuck you to all women in white, right? It's like he's doing a commencement address or something. All these applause lines. Give it up, you know? Give it up for yourselves. Keep it going.
Right.
You worked so hard to get here.
Yeah. Who here has a second home in the D.C. area?
Yeah. Woo! I just showed her. The queen of
AOC is accidentally going wild because, you know, she's secretly rich.
Who here lives somewhere else part-time? Anybody?
No, this shit is so dumb. Don't do it. This is naked. Why are the Democrats joining in on this?
AOC is doing it ironically because she's cool.
Do we have any bleach? Because that's what I'm going to be drinking next.
We came out of the Mar-a-Lago summit with very high hopes.
Very great. And congratulations. That's great.
That's great.
That's great. Now shut the fuck up.
You all work so hard.
Yeah, now shut the fuck up.
This Thursday,
now listen up.
We are launching the first ever government-wide initiative focused on economic empowerment.
And you've been bitching about Russia so much, I'm nuking them tonight. Do we like that?
To build on... Thank you.
Here's some meaty policy that you can just really
to
sink your
in
teeth
incredible
into.
Economic success,
development in for women in developing countries.
One priority
countries.
Is paramount. Reversing decades of calamitous trade policies. So bad.
So bad.
We are now making it
you hate
clear
to see
no
it.
China.
You hate to see
you
it, folks.
You hate to see bad trade policies,
that after years
folks.
Of targeting
you hate to
our
see the negotiators in Switzerland
and stealing
with the
our
bad
intellectual
trade policies,
property.
Folks. You hate it.
The theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end.
Mm. We just ended everything bad.
Bad things ended. Good things started.
This is all coded.
Therefore, we recently imposed tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods. And now our treasury is receiving billions and billions of dollars. But I don't blame China for taking advantage of us.
China.
I blame our leaders.
Stupid.
And representatives.
Stupid.
That would have worked a little better a few years ago.
Bad news for you.
I have great respect for President Xi, and we are now working on a new trade deal with China. But it must include real structural change to end unfair trade practices.
His country is the biggest in Asia.
Reduce our chronic trade deficit.
It has many people.
And protect American jobs.
But it must have a sweatshop for my daughter's.
And where it should have stopped is at the deal stand, where they thought about it.
Can you give me a little sample?
Another
Sam
historic
Harris,
trade blunder was the
whining,
catastrophe Lyman known as NAFTA.
Yeah, I want to hear some Sam Harris pitching.
I have met the men and women of Michigan, Ohio, right? Pennsylvania,
Harris,
Indiana,
like I was correct again.
New Hampshire, and
this
many other states
boring.
Whose dreams were shattered by the signing of NAFTA. For years, politicians really promised them they would renegotiate for a better deal. But no one
Where's
ever
the Howard
tried
Schultz
until
material?
Now.
Where's the Howard Schultz material?
Our new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement,
let's
the USMCA, will replace
all right?
NAFTA
let's not call them billionaires.
And deliver right. for American workers like they haven't had delivered to for a long time. I hope you can pass the USMCA into law so that we can bring back our manufacturing jobs in even greater numbers. Expand American agriculture.
He's not nearly as animated.
Intellectual property.
Talking about this stuff.
And ensure
that bores him.
More
you know?
Cars.
Well, it is boring.
He doesn't get it, really.
Let me just
beautiful
NAFTA,
words.
But also remind
made
you.
Made in the USA.
There are immigrants who kill people. So.
What do you
it's
think about that? Do you even
China
care?
Trade deal with MS-13. Boy, they're doing bad stuff.
I'm getting a little bored with this NAFTA Let
Tonight,
me just say, immigrants.
Still, pass the United States
they come over borders just like VCRs and stuff.
Just imagine for a moment
an unfair
a girl taped up with blue tape.
Product,
okay?
We can charge them the exact same tariff on the exact same product that they sell to us.
This is so deep.
This is so deep. It's a deep state.
Both parties.
Oh, I have a prediction.
Able to unite.
Sean Hannity is going to say
a great
home run.
Rebuilding
oh.
of America.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's just like the Super Bowl in that it's like both boring and somehow violent.
All right.
At the same
Take
time.
It easy.
And the bad guy's going to win.
Take it easy.
Take no, stop, baby.
Take it easy. Everybody just back off.
Congress is eager to pass
this is a sensitive topic.
Well,
I'm a great about the Pats.
Are you a Pats fan?
We're all
great Super Bowl
fucking
Pats.
Oh, my God. I had no idea what I was walking into.
It's
incredible.
Oh,
I support the Pats for the same reason that I voted for Jill Stein.
The trouble with Journal Less, like Kath, is they hate success.
That's right.
Yeah.
For all of us.
I hate winners. You know, I want everyone to lose like me.
They want. That's why she rooted for the fucking Rams.
And
I hope you enjoyed losing with them.
Journalists just do keep losing recently. We can't stop losing our jobs.
Fake news, folks.
Yeah.
Gotta do something about that.
I mean, it's like that could have been me. Hello. In a parallel universe, that's me.
Got it. Hello.
It really
this
does look
Mitt
like
Romney.
He's at a Mormon funeral.
Already as a result of my
administration's
Hello, this
is Mitt Romney.
In 2018, drug prices experienced their single largest decline
really
in
good.
46 years.
Man, I can't wait to see that.
just make sure you do it well.
Kessler's going to cream himself over in this.
But we must
stage.
Do more.
He really does. I'm going to go
it's
home.
It's unacceptable
after this
that
and
Americans
watch,
pay
like,
vastly
I won't be
more
able to
than
fall
people
asleep because of the
in
fucking
other
structure of these things.
The
and I'm going to watch some old Stern Trump interviews to remind myself of what's actually fun
place.
To watch with this guy.
This is wrong. This is unfair.
It's. Like being, really, like being gay in the 1950s.
And we'll stop it first.
What is that from?
James Damore.
Oh my god! Dude,
oh my
that
god.
Is a fucking rich cut!
That's the Google guy,
that's
right?
The Google guy!
Fired for true.
That's the fuck, yeah! He's like, look, I told you bitches can't code, and now it's like being gay in the 50s.
That finally takes on the problem of global freeloading. And delivers fairness,
oh global freeloading,
and price transparency for
the
American
James Damore,
patients.
I read this piece about it in the Guardian. It was like, and what was actually devastating about it was the point of the piece was like he's very severely on the spectrum, and there was like actually like this is becoming a problem in Silicon Valley because people like him are getting fired, which actually there's serious labor questions
way
there,
down.
And it's like. A lawyer was essentially saying, like, if he could flip it and not be in this whole, like, anti-SJW nonsense, he might have a case.
Ableism.
For, like, you're not, no yeah, you're basically not treating me the way I should be treated for, like, having a certain lack of understanding around social
American
cues. And
freedom.
He was just, like, he wasn't
years,
having it. He was more interested in
I was simply trying to
that would be selling
fix the
out.
Culture in many ways.
American freedom is the human condition, if you think about it. We have no way of knowing where we are in this speech.
In recent years, we have made remarkable progress
halfway? Are we
in the fight against HIV way? And AIDS.
Oh, here we go. The big finish. Big finish.
A once
keep an eye on
distant
he's
dream.
He's going to talk about the monkey thing.
Within reach.
It's working.
My budget
and
will
it's very
ask
exciting.
Democrats and Republicans to make the needed commitment to eliminate the HIV epidemic
like that. Sam's
in the
got
United
the
States
spread out, like,
within 10 years. We have made incredible
he's really
strides,
bad at
incredible.
Acronyms. Also, on the right. campaign trail, he would always trip over being like LBGT. HIV is a real tongue twister.
HIV.
And Pence is making this look like it's a sin to even be discussing this.
I hate to work on anything that
tonight, I am also
doesn't directly affect
me,
but
yeah.
Let whatever.
Fight
you know, it's like I
can't
see a movie if
can
I,
get
I
behind
can't see myself in the protagonist.
Fight against
I'm still, I still
cancer.
Really do like the untreated syphilis school Trump conspiracy theory.
Sure, I'll buy into that.
I
mean,
like that
there
one.
Are holes in his brain. It's just how did they?
How
get
did they
there?
Get there?
Is it,
are
know,
we talking speed?
He's
are
going after childhood cancer, folks.
Joining Melania in the gallery this evening is a very brave 10-year-old girl.
Maternal, very
Grace
Eli. Genuinely maternal smile there.
Every
it
birthday.
Is okay. You can touch me.
Melania contoured to the gods, just face beat to hell.
No good, really bad for you.
Cancer, you heard it here first, bad.
Hot take.
No good, really bad for you, Jesus Christ.
Hi, Grace.
You're going to scare
every birthday,
this poor girl when she gets
she
old
was
enough
four.
To realize what's going on.
Grace asked her friends
God,
to do it.
Years of
therapy. Holy shit.
She did not know that one day she might be a patient herself. That's what happened. Last year, Grace was diagnosed
yeah, she didn't
with
have
brain
the foresight
cancer.
She's like 10 years old.
Immediately, she began radiation treatment. At the same time, she rallied her community and raised more than $40,000 for the fight against cancer.
Because that's what cancer treatment costs. You have to rely on charities because we don't have universal coverage that's free at the point of access. Fuck this. It's cool that we have this piecemeal charity system.
She proved if you want to be healthy, you got to be entrepreneurial about it.
Yeah, exactly. She held thousands of lemonade stands.
And now the Democrats want to give everybody health care, but they're going so far to the left.
Yeah.
I've heard people are leaving the party. Cheered. Isn't that right, Grace?
They loved her. They still love her. With tears in their eyes as she hung up a poster that read,
Mega.
Last day of chemo.
Free Covington.
She's like, Trump saved me. Trump care saved me. Again, I just need to say again, fuck this, that he's using all these poor people's props.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It sucks. It really sucks.
And any parent for
thank
any president.
Thank you very much, Chris. You are a great inspiration to everyone in this room. Like, thank you very
props.
Much.
Yeah, every
disgusting.
Prop over the age of 18,
many
that's on them.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting. Under the age of 18, that's on their parents.
I just realized we haven't gotten the Jacob Trump.
My budget
shout
will
out.
Ask Congress for $500 million
oh, that's common.
I don't think we've
that's
had.
The,
I don't think we've had. Yeah, we haven't had the kid. Oh, Jacob Trump.
Maybe it'll
the kid
be in the context of a shout out to Be Best.
The time has
Melania's
come to pass.
Anti-cyberbullying.
That makes sense.
For Americans, children.
They're saying that Jacob has a small penis, which is totally not true.
Jacob's classmates were
he's,
tweeting.
He's now pushing.
What are those about his shoes?
Pushing Cory
every
Booker's
single day.
Agenda here.
DeVos loving it.
Yep.
I am also proud to be the first president to include in my budget a plan for nationwide paid family leave so that every new parent has the
Ivanka,
chance to bond
a proven
with
record
their
of
newborn
success. Another
child.
Ivanka win.
Every new parent who is a cisgender woman.
He also just
no
apparently less than 6 months ago, Trump yanked funding for HIV AIDS research.
Then the
to
chilling
fund his
displays our nation saw in so, recent days.
Jeff Merkley just tweeted that out.
Lawmakers in New York.
It hard to
with
take.
Delight.
Let me just say, hard to take the president seriously about eradicating the transmission of HIV when less than 6 months ago he yanked funding from HIV AIDS research to fund his child prisons.
These
Senator
are living,
Jeff
feeling, beautiful
God.
Babies
yeah.
who
Listen,
will
you know,
never
so
get
much
the
money.
Chance to share
right.
Their dreams gotta
prioritize.
With the world.
Got to prioritize.
Like, what do you want to do? Just keep running up
the
national debt? Just recklessly
governor,
spending?
Yeah, I was going to say, you came in really hot in the collar.
I'm a deficit hog.
to defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation.
Trump definitely
to prohibit
believes this.
The late
no one defends
term
people's dignity like Brett Kavanaugh.
Who can feel pain?
Trump doesn't give a shit pain. About abortion.
Absolutely.
All of
not.
Us feel like we're trapped in a barn fire.
Why not just cover me in a bucket of blood?
Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life.
Oh, like all the kids who die because they don't have health care?
Or the kids that have died after being in your child prisons?
God can do this. God can use this man.
I'm not like a Krasen bro who wants to be like, Trump's had affairs and stuff like that. But to hear him
and
pull any kind of morality play is really something to behold.
All children, born and unborn, are
go
made
back and listen to
in
him
the holy
calling
image of
up,
God.
Well,
oh
what's
my
the
God.
Guy? AJ Benza was on Howard Stern's show,
oh no.
And Stern
my
calls
agenda.
Up to be like, AJ, you were in L.A., and your girlfriend
American
was in New York, and you would
security.
Not like where she was.
Over the last
believe
2 years,
me.
We have
that should be like just dropped
begun
over
to fully
every single abortion rally.
The United
they
States
don't care
because
he's giving them the
care.
Supreme Court justice.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
yeah. That's true. Evangelical,
last year. But it is
totally transactional.
Yeah, it is. It
and
is.
You know what?
Who can blame that? I
that
mean,
is exactly
they're right to not care.
What
they're
they
more politically savvy than people
care.
Voted for Giles Stein.
If the greatest
share.
Neoliberal in the world
finally.
Is responsible for getting us Medicare for all. I don't care.
Yeah, fine. Same.
That's why they don't care. He
yeah.
has delivered everything.
Kavanaugh and
to
his
them.
Ilk will be chipping away at Roe v. Wade
for years. The United
decades
States.
Decades.
Well, they won't have
we'll
to. They'll probably be over with that
yeah.
project
yeah.
within a year or two.
They don't
but
care. They love it.
Ours.
Yeah, and it's with that in mind that
members
we
of NATO
Kamala Harris.
charter.
But now we have secured.
Whoever can deliver Medicare
over the last
for all
couple
right
of
now
years, more than $100 billion.
Exactly.
I endorse a problem solver
in defense.
A proven record of success
from our NATO allies.
NATO.
They said it couldn't be done.
I think this is an intellectual curiosity expedition.
This is like a sonic
tour. As part of our military buildup, the United States is developing a state-of-the-art missile defense system.
Are we really? Is it really? Are we really building up? I thought we were bringing
We will
everyone
never
home,
apologize
allegedly
for advancing America's interests.
We're retreating into a defensive crouch.
Decades ago, the United States entered into a treaty with Russia in which we agreed to limit and reduce our missile capabilities. While we followed the agreement and the rules to the letter, Russia repeatedly
Pompeo's a huge anti-abortion zealot, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, very much
been going
so
on for many he's years.
Next to being super
that
anti-gay.
That is why I announced that the United States
why are they making
Egypt
us look at him for so
officially
long
withdrawing from
he really is a warthog of a man.
I'm so tough on Putin. Toughest. INF3. Toughest on Putin.
Perhaps.
Wink, wink.
I can't just stop grimacing.
We really have no choice. Perhaps we can negotiate a different agreement, adding
they
China
honestly,
and others.
I feel like if you had a program like one of those
in which case we
text-to-speech
will
programs, it would deliver this speech with more
others
sort of like
intonation,
like heart and
yeah
connection to the words. Honestly, the only time he got in any way animated where there was any type of flow to what he was saying
was when he was talking about the blood of Americans spilled by immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're totally right.
It's stunning.
We continue
yeah
our
historic you think he's going to talk about how he beat Hillary again?
On the Korean.
I just want to remind everybody, if it wasn't just about home Electoral College, I would have a different
nuclear
strategy. I would have won that too.
It was particularly striking on the abortion portion because that's such an emotional issue for people. And he just you know, just tossed
if
off,
I had
you
not
know
been elected president.
Like, again, I don't know.
Sound
how
like NAFTA.
Yeah, exactly. I don't, yeah, right like now, it, as dry
opinion,
as
yeah
trade policy.
Yeah.
I don't
like
know how anyone can buy anything he says.
Well, abortion is just gross girl stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Right.
Much work.
Bob doesn't want to think about it.
We got the star of SNL there, Crenshaw.
My relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one.
We love
Chairman
each other.
Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
That guy is such an asshole. Hey, Davidson, like if you need to do that because you're on
2 weeks
SNL
ago, the United
okay, you know
States
I'm sorry
officially
I'm sorry
recognized
missing an eye
the legitimate
incidentally, while you're here, why are you
a
white supremacist?
He doesn't decide. He doesn't make those choices.
Well, fair enough. As a stand-in for the whole failure of that show.
Incidentally.
Yeah, incidentally. No, seriously.
Incidentally, like, how about you guys tell a joke every once in a while?
Right, that might also be helpful.
Is he talking about
nukes
right now?
We stand with the Venezuelan people.
I don't know whether it's funny.
In their noble
maybe
quest
really
for freedom.
Funny,
oh, please tell us about
in the late 90s, definitively I went in to do to meet with them to do some short films for them.
Socialist policies
and I was pitching them, and I can't, I, for
the
life of me, I can't remember who it was. I don't want to say the name because I'm not sure it was him.
Lauren Michaels.
Oh, no, Maduro. We're talking about Maduro and socialism.
Wait, is this a coup section?
He's talking about
this is the coup.
Venezuela.
This
is
the coup
is this
section.
The coup section
yep
of the speech.
Yeah, it went from being the wealthiest country
the
to the poorest.
States.
We're doing coup talk.
We are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country.
Socialism in our time.
America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
My Venezuela.
Hashtag just like Venezuela.
Yeah, that's right. Bernie's making the right face.
Fuck you.
We'll see about that.
He got a mealy-mouthed statement about
we'll see about that.
If you ask me.
Tonight, we renew our resolve.
He did.
that America will never
within
be
the consensus.
A socialist
country. I definitely heard from like some Venezuelan government was like good enough.
Over your dead body.
They're not talking about Venezuela anymore.
No,
now he's just promising.
He pivoted very conveniently to promise America will never be a socialist country.
They're scared.
Why aren't they zooming in on Bernie and AOC?
You scared.
United States of Venezuela is coming for you, bitch.
Yeah.
Is in the Middle East.
Of course I pretended that Maduro stole elections because I'm trying to create Venezuela here. Have a little strategy.
Realism. Not discredited theories that have failed for decades to yield progress. For this reason, my administration recognized the true capital of Israel and proudly opened the American embassy in Jerusalem.
Oh, my God.
It's weird how he ties all these.
Wasn't that more than a year ago?
That was over a year ago. Israel's an apartheid state.
It's funny.
Not so little done.
It's funny how he ties all three of those issues together.
Yeah, liberals could learn something from him.
Our brave troops have now been fighting in the Middle East for almost 19 years. In Afghanistan and Iraq, nearly 7,000 American heroes.
This is the part where the broken clock.
More than 52,000 Americans.
Well, he's not doing anything.
Have been badly wounded.
Well, but he is saying these are endless wars that we've spent lives and a shit ton of money on.
In fighting wars in the
Middle East. He really did not stay long on Israel.
As a candidate for president, I loudly pledged a new approach.
Because I talk loud.
Great nations do not fight endless wars.
Then America is not a great nation, right? It's a little... playing a little logic game. Thank you.
When I took office, ISIS controlled more than 20,000 square miles in Iraq and Syria. Just 2 years ago. Today we have liberated virtually all of the territory
from
the grip
here.
Of these bloodthirsty monsters.
That was the Kurds. That was literally
now,
libertarian socialists.
As we work with our allies to destroy the remnants of ISIS, it is time to give our brave warriors in Syria a warm welcome home. I have also accelerated our negotiations to reach, if possible, a political settlement in Afghanistan. The opposing side is also very happy to be negotiating.
You're talking about
our
the Taliban.
Our troops have fought
folks,
with
I'm,
unmatched
I'm
valor.
A lot of speech.
And thanks to their bravery,
are you serious?
Buckle in.
We are now able
quote,
to pursue
a lot. Yeah.
A possible
I told you it could be an hour
political
and a half.
Solution
God
to
it.
This long
Jesus.
And bloody conflict.
Man. He's going to end in the next 10 minutes.
He's got to end in the next 10 minutes.
I hope he says, well, it's scripted for much longer.
But think positive.
I'll become an undecided voter in 2020 if he just will end this.
In Afghanistan.
Ahead of
seriously.
My
and if Stacey Abrams could just come out and go, he's a racist, dumb fuck, thank you.
I'm one of
and then,
the
and then Bernie can just say a billionaires, and then we can get
including
the fuck out of here.
I'm one of those, you know, just millions upon millions of
as
Bernie
we
voters
make progress
who then
in these
turn
negotiations,
around and voted for Trump. You know, that's,
we will
that's,
be able
well,
to
naturally.
A real thing
of
that
course.
People
and
definitely did.
No, that was overwhelming.
And we
yeah.
will
all,
indeed
everyone
focus
was doing
on
it.
Counter-terrorism.
I mean, they discovered the real reason I opposed
we do
Hillary.
Not
was
know
I just
whether
I want single
we'll
payer, but I also
agreement.
Never want a woman president.
But we do know that after two decades of war, the hour has come to at least try for peace. And the other side would like to do the same thing. It's time.
All right, that's good. Good.
If
good.
You can do
get
that.
Get out of Afghanistan.
All right, folks. That was a great good. That was a great speech.
All right, you know what? Good. You ended on a strong note. Why don't you wrap it up, you dumb fuck? Thank you.
Pelosi clapped at the socialism bit, by the way.
Must never doubt
well, because Pelosi's whack. I already know that. This is not news.
Just to read
it. She was doing it out of decorum.
18 years ago.
It was decorum. I actually secretly have an MS-13 lover and want socialism.
And last month, American forces killed one of the leaders of that attack.
Yeah, baby!
The era of the pajama boy is over.
Wow, that makes me feel really old. Pajama boy feels like it was a million
years
ago.
We are honored to be joined tonight by Tom Wibberly, whose son, Navy
yeah,
Seaman
dude.
Craig Wibberly, was one of the 17 sailors
I'm running out of fumes.
We tragically lost.
Please stop talking.
He's outlasted all of us. We knew this
he absolutely has.
Of the USS Cole. Thank you, Tom.
It's like, it really is amazing, though, when you get to that point where it's like, the guy is a fascist. Like, don't be a pedant. He's presides over this disgusting white supremacist government. But you just get to a point. But he's also kind of funny. You just get to a point where it's like, I'm not even angry anymore.
That is the competitive advantage you get
when you
chop up Adderall and
right.
snort it.
Sponsor of terror.
I think we're going to need to do that if we're going to do this next year.
See,
we're all going
to need to
be.
That's why we're not on his level.
I'll tell you something.
We're not on his level. Bad,
that drug did not. That was nowhere around. Like, I never even heard of that drug until I was well into my probably like 40s.
That was for 90s kids, right?
Yeah,
that's a very 90s.
So next year,
He was just starting on actual speed.
Next year, I am open to doing that. I might have to
It's
prescription. Well, it's a prescription, so to buy it isn't exactly legal. But
hey, you know,
but I may have a short period of time where I need a prescription, and next year we'll try it just as an experiment to see if the speech goes quick.
I'm free. Thanks for asking. No, I actually think it'll go slower because you're kind of more.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's upbeat.
Oh, that sounds.
Oh yeah, yeah. Speaking as someone who takes speed every day. No.
Yeah,
like,
that's actually bad.
Never take stimulants and go to the airport, for instance.
Yeah, you should do something fun.
Because you're like,
all right, so
oh,
what
man,
can we take that's
going to
make the speech seem like it's quicker?
I'm just going to
cyanide.
I'm just going to double down on getting high again.
Can I buy Quaaludes?
I think it's alcohol is the answer. You just need to drink
LSD.
I've got news for you. It ain't working.
I want to trip next year.
The alcohol is not working.
Yeah, acid. I want to trip.
Okay, wait a second.
Just months ago, 11 Jewish Americans were viciously murdered in an anti-Semitic attack on the Tree of Life synagogue.
And people didn't want you to come to the synagogue.
SWAT officer Timothy Mattson raced into the gunfire.
I'm going to praise the only non-Jew involved in
that. He's praising the cop.
While the Jews scrambled for their shekels, one brave guy rescued them.
His 12th surgery, and he's going in for many more. But he made the trip to be here with us tonight. Officer Mattson, please.
All right, props.
Oh, yes. He also bragged about pulling out of the Iran deal while we were all talking about Adderall, which is cool. It's great.
I would rather talk about Adderall.
Yeah, he's been bragging about pulling out of the Iran deal for years. That was, by the way,
the only time he's ever pulled out.
Was it Reagan? Was it Reagan who started this whole thing where it's like, I want to point out somebody in the audience. I'm not sure about that. But I feel like Reagan was the first one to say, we have a hero in our audience tonight. And it's just...
We have a hero.
He was the first one to make the whole referencing guests a thing.
He is?
As I'm asking.
I think he might have been. Yeah.
His name's General Smuts. He works with the South African government.
He doesn't really do use the guests
he's here
to
today.
Spur it on.
We are also joined by...
He's been working Pittsburgh to protect that country from a horrible organization called the African National Congress.
They managed to find someone who would come.
I want to thank someone. I want to thank this man for bringing all of these diamonds
more than 7 decades
that he brought in.
We're going to use those diamonds to fund some arms purchases to send to our friends in El Salvador.
81st birthday.
Are they going to sing happy birthday?
people.
Wait, 81?
I guess.
Who's 81? Who's this guy?
He's a survivor of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
Bless, bless, bless. What a mitzvah. All right,
Nazi camps, he would have been a baby. Like literally 1 or 2 years old.
Can we read a clip out? Yeah, it did it.
Yeah, I'm really clairvoyant about,
you know what?
This. Yeah.
You say it's boring and you complain, but you nail it.
The writing this season has really gotten sloppy.
Oh,
right?
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
really
don't like this,
this
arc.
This is no liberalism. On the march.
I hope there's a lawsuit for the unlicensed singing of that on national television.
It's public
right.
domain now.
Is it?
Yeah,
pretty
it
sure,
is.
Yeah.
I think so.
That must have happened in the past year or two.
Last couple of years.
Oh,
yeah.
why did he shout at Trump?
They wouldn't do that for me, Judah.
Mike Thurmond, Thurmond.com.
Yeah, that's what he shouted
still
at Trump.
Remember the exact
Mike Thurmond,
moment nearly 75 years ago after 10 months in a concentration camp when he and his family were put on a train and told they were going to another camp. Suddenly, the train screeched to a very strong halt.
Has there been anybody else?
A soldier appeared.
Take the Holocaust.
Judah's
not
family
seriously
braced
this guy.
For the absolute worst. Then his father cried out
like,
with
yeah,
joy.
Right.
It's the Americans.
On,
it's the Americans.
I don't know. He might be neck and neck with Justin Bieber.
I like Justin Bieber. Let's go with Justin Bieber.
Like, if Anne Frank were alive today, I think she'd be a MAGA chud.
Anne Frank were alive today, she
wow,
would
that
be
is the hottest take I've heard all day. I would love to discuss that for the rest
that
of the
that was a
show.
Bieber
take.
Anne Frank is in the attic being like, you know, but they do have a point about order.
Yeah.
Thank you. A second Holocaust survivor.
No, Anne Frank
is here tonight.
Getting, like, doxed
Joshua
by, like,
Kaufman.
Boys
he's
on
really
Twitter.
Just rolling out
prisoner at Dachau.
His Jewish friends now. Yeah, just,
he remembers watching
my friend Mel
through a hole in the wall.
Sold diamonds
of a cattle car oh. as American soldiers rolled in with tanks.
And my friend Simon Witzerbaum.
To me, Joshua
lawyer.
Recalls the American soldiers were proof that I'm God sure. exists. And they came down from the sky. They
you guys
came
ever
down
read the
from
Ghost
heaven.
Writer?
I began this evening.
We are enormously
no?
privileged
by
to be
honoring
able to do the
three
jobs
soldiers
we do, and this is definitely
who fought
the first time
on
where I'm
D-Day.
Like, this is real work
in the Second World War. One of them was Hermann Zaitchik.
We'll just make sure.
But
you
there
do
is
it well,
more to Hermann's story.
Passion.
A year after he stormed the beaches of Normandy.
Matt's
Hermann was
tonight,
one of the American
this,
soldiers.
This is a bookend. He was talking about D-Day at the beginning.
Right. Liberate
of the speech.
Dachau.
Right.
It's called an act.
And what is Aleppo?
Did the head fake. Thought I was going to talk about the 6-year-old named Trump, and just went with the old guy.
Because Trump actually is a bully. Like, so he actually brought that kid to the State of the Union to bully him, like to ignore him. I kind of owns, actually.
Kid, this is going to make what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, that's this like, is going to make what all those up. Other middle schoolers have been doing to you seem like nothing. I'm not even going to acknowledge you.
It's the best of both
of
worlds because the kids will bully him even more because he was there. But
Joshua
he doesn't get to be acknowledged by me.
From that hell on earth.
Owned.
Almost 75 years
no,
later.
No, he's going to get to the kid.
Hermann and Joshua.
Of course.
You close on your best song.
I'm going to
okay?
do
the gallery
look.
Tonight. Seated side
I can't do the
it.
Best
here in the home
State of the Union address, but
American
I can do the
freedom.
Longest.
Yeah.
Hermann
oh,
and Joshua,
God.
Your presence this evening wow. is very much appreciated. Our thank you very much.
He hasn't even given me, like, a wouldn't it be funny if Obama said that moment?
Hey, do you guys remember when I beat Hillary?
Yeah.
What's she up to?
Yeah. This is
hey,
beanbag.
You guys remember when I beat Hillary in the OA primary? What's she up to?
I would be disappointed if he doesn't do Lock Her Up.
Dodging prosecutors?
Lock her up.
He's talking about Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah, justice there, oh, for Roger Stone.
I would definitely
is he
like
going
to
shout
out? Yeah, where's the Roger Stone section?
Beneath the dark skies over the English Channel in the early hours of D-Day, 1944.
You have to start to wonder if the strategy is
they were just young
I'm going
to
go so long that no
19,
one's going to watch the rebuttal.
Hurtling on fragile landing
maybe.
Ground.
Of course, maybe.
I think that is total valid speculation.
In the history of war.
That's exactly the type of if they would survive messy the bitch hour, who loves drama move that he would
they
make.
They did not know.
Suicide may be the only option.
America had to prevail. Don't give me the idea.
What floor are we on
their
again?
Their cause was this nation.
I love that.
And generations yet unborn.
No one's even going to be awake to watch Stacy.
Why did they do it? They did
I
it
just
for
spoke
America.
And spoke and spoke.
They did it for us.
This is how
everything
he announces that he's reinstated
that
the draft, except for Border Patrol.
Our triumph.
A national mandatory service.
Our giant leaps of science and discovery. Our unrivaled progress towards equality and justice.
Oh, my Lord.
All of it is possible thanks to the blood and tears and courage and vision
the blood
of the Americans who came before. Think of this Capitol. Think of this very chamber where lawmakers before you voted to end slavery.
To what build does this the have to do with the State of the Union?
And the highways,
absolutely nothing.
And defeat fascism. To
He's,
secure
oh,
yeah.
civil rights. Actually, this is almost impressive now. It's like
and to, face
to even point out
evil
that he would have been like on the other side of those votes feels
here
hacking.
Tonight.
He's, just, like, submitting
he's one feet away
is.
From being like, did you know Abraham Lincoln was a Republican?
a lot of people, particularly black people, don't know that.
So really, you should be thanking and voting for Republicans.
From the snowy
oh, yeah, yeah, you know, ah!
This is lifting my spirits immensely, thank you. I need this.
Just keep him going, man.
Oh my God, he's like Tom Perez, he's naming every state.
Can you give me a Harris?
Together we represent
the Golden Beaches,
the
let
most
it burn.
Extraordinary nation in all of history.
Smooth jazz.
What will we do?
Oh, yeah.
How will we be remembered? I ask the men and women of this Congress.
I kind of feel like I'm having a stroke, but in a good way.
Right.
I feel like I'm having a stroke.
I'm having like an out-of-body experience, and I've only had a few beers.
I feel like I'm having a stroke in a bad way.
Our most exciting journeys.
Feels like being
still
inside,
awake.
Like a Vic Berger video.
Our biggest victories
hell yeah.
are still Except to come.
Yeah. So you can't get out.
Not
you're
yet.
Pounding.
Yeah, you can't. Except there isn't like, oh, Gavin McGinnis.
We must choose whether we are defined by our differences.
Yeah,
next to
right.
Them.
You're just
or whether
next
we dare
to, Gavin McGinnis, and it's
to transcend
hard.
Them. We must choose whether we squander.
This has got to be. He's got to be powering up for the end.
Or whether
this has got
to
be.
I'm starting to think that the
Americans.
Litmus test for any
we
Democrat in Congress is to eliminate the
we
State of
the
Union.
We defy the impossible.
I was so that's optimistic. The, we weren't going to get
unknown.
It this year. It is so unnecessary.
This is
do it in
the
writing.
Time.
Do it in
maybe,
writing.
Maybe
no
he's already doing this. Maybe he's doing this
the
for us.
American
so we never have to sit through another one of these boring
this
assemblies
is the time
again.
To
he wants us to have the content.
For the
you
tallest
know, to
summit.
To content creators everywhere.
And set our sights on
fuck
the
you forever.
Star.
That's my common quote I say. It's fuck you forever. We're done.
To rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens.
What is that?
As
that?
Neighbors.
That's Gavin McGinnis.
Gavin
he's
bitching that he doesn't have friends anymore.
and all his neighbors hate him.
No, that was pre-neighbors.
The neighbors
that was more
him.
Like
was
all
like
his comedy friends abandoned
you
him.
To choose
oh,
so
oh, I fucking love that.
How no matter the trial.
Such a good purgatory for Gavin.
No matter the challenges to come.
That breaches through.
We must go forward together. We must keep America.
And maybe we need a solution to it that risks the imagination of a new
souls.
Kind of possibility.
And we must
it's,
always
it's like
keep
I always
faith
say, one small step
in America's
for,
destiny.
That
one
for
nation,
mankind,
under God, must be
all
the
right,
hope
thank you. Good night.
And the promise. And the light and the glory.
I wanted to go off during the
nations
Nixon,
of the world.
I can't believe I got through all
thank
these
you,
different.
God bless
I said all
adjectives.
Those words.
And God bless America.
Oh.
Thank you.
Woo! Oh my God, USA!
USA.
Oh, shit. Oh, 90 God. Minutes.
That was long as hell.
Communism will win.
I take no
folks.
Pleasure in being right about
it. Can we get some, like, victory music? I feel like I'm winning.
This one got a decent reception in the press. This is exactly the type of shit that mediocre fucking centrist pundits beat up. He made some peons through politeness and civility. He acknowledged, he's talked about women voting.
He acknowledged this, Holocaust survivors.
Literally,
he's like, how can you come at me? I acknowledge Holocaust survivors, families of murder victims, and vets.
He's woke.
Totally accepted the Holocaust happened.
And you know what's
happened?
I get no credit. You know what's going to happen too is that, like, for the real, like, the Chris Salizas are going to go, this is an amazing speech, and I don't know why he's not getting more credit from Democrats.
This is the speech where he finally became president.
But the,
totally,
that's what Saliza will say. But the, like, ones who have to, like, pretend that they're not complete airheads, their columns, I predict, are going to be like, this speech was incredible. Where was this man the last 2 years?
And he may have
lost his opportunity to lead. But we saw what could have been. I swear to God, yep. David Axelrod might tweet that out.
Yeah, and the funniest part about that is he had his dick out the whole time.
The whole time I was talking about the Holocaust, I was rubbing one out for Mike, and no one even knew. But Mike saw it, and I told him he was going to get AIDS from seeing it.
Yeah, joke's on y'all.
You got to give me credit for acknowledging the Holocaust happened, though. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't want to get into specific numbers, but something happened.
That's personal growth.
Something happened.
He's been talking to Jared about it a lot, and he's like, all right.
And then there was a big guy, a big tough guy who came incredible, in and saved all the unsung, little Jews while they were getting shot.
An incredible unsung success.
Well, there was nothing about Roger Stone, so cuck.
Or about locking up all the Democratic pedophile protectors.
How do you feel if you are Paul Manafort right now?
I feel like
you're not feeling much. Your foot is falling off from gout, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. You did appreciate the what was the rhyme that he did about?
I have that. We'll play that in the first bit of the.
You can't
show
investigate
for
if you.
We'll have
don't.
Masturbate.
Can't investigate if you don't executive time masturbate.
If there's no...
if there's going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation.
A fucking A, dude.
Hell yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. That is a quotable Trumpism.
That does sound like something you'd say to your, like, girlfriend if she was, like, asking to see your text.
And then you wouldn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, you would, because it would be the best.
We want peace and legislation.
Peace and legislation.
Those two things we always talk about together.
Diplomacy first.
Yeah, diplomacy first.
Peace and legislation. Can't have.
We'll play that in the opening bit for tomorrow's show.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I like how he laid out the choices very clearly that we can either have Trump or socialism.
That was a good part.
Yeah, actually. I buy it.
Socialism or barbarism, folks.
I think I know exactly where I fall on that one.
It's a good sign that they have to explicitly say that.
He also mentioned communism, which, you know, I think the Overton window is actually edging.
They get it in my head.
I mean, the fact that he even feels the need to talk about it.
Each time
like
he said socialism, I was edging.
You know what it reminds
me?
What's that great, I forget, it was some right-wing idiot. They tried to get Bernie at a book signing, and they were like...
Oh, to sign said, please say capitalism is best, and he's like, I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, and they were like, would you sign this manual by, like, Adam Smith or something like that? And he just looks up, he's like, no, I will not.
Bernie takes no shit.
He's pretty unfuckwithable.
Yeah. He does not really suffer like fools, that one.
AOC and Bernie's stoicism when the socialism thing happened.
Yeah, they did.
The story
did everybody else looked goofy as fuck. Trump was talking nonsense. All of the idiots felt like they needed to clap. And AOC and Bernie representing this perfect generational contrast, but, you know, both from New York, which is kind of funny, just sat there like, you people are idiots. It's happening.
Did you see there was a video today from some Daily Caller shithead confronting Bernie about, you know, what do you have to say about the Fairfax allegations out of Virginia? And Bernie's like pantomiming. He's got his phone up. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, and he's like, oh, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. And he gets really up in arms about, like, basically, get out of my grill. I'm on the phone. And he takes his phone away, and it's just like on the contact screen. So, oh, yeah. So obviously, so he was just pretending to be on the phone to dodge.
That's wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Expect more transparency from Bernie.
You know what? You know,
well, I mean, but it was a daily caller, guys. Yeah, so I'm really on the fence about that. I wouldn't give them the time of day.
Don't answer them. Fuck them.
For anything.
I have to say, speaking of responding to socialism, so like Matt Duss, who's Bernie's foreign policy advisor, who's a really, like, I know him a little bit. He's a very good guy. He's definitely legitimately left, but, you know, a foreign policy advisor who, like, went through the Washington, D.C. think tank system, just for context.
The blob.
So he quote tweets Waleed Shahid saying, Trump, America will never be a socialist country, and then the split photos of Bernie and AOC we were talking about. And Duss quote tweets that and writes, the socialism just got 10 feet higher.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely a shift. That is definitely a shift.
Yo, you know what Kanye says? Your haters are your biggest fans.
Haters equal motivators.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tonight was a socialism won tonight. Socialism, you want to talk about tonight. Winners and
now,
losers?
Now, we all know who the haters are.
Oh, yeah.
Very few of them prosper.
Socialism and communism, dark horse, waiting in the wings. We'll see.
I wonder in the wings, if absolutely. O'Reilly's tweeting tonight. Actually, that's a good.
Now,
what's
the
tweeting another
when
word for
do we know when Stacey Abrams? As I'm actually excited to hear Stacey Abrams.
It's supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be directly after.
It should be on any second.
It's going to be on any second. We got to keep.
Okay, here's Bill O'Reilly. Good speech. The president helped his reelection chances. Tough to hate Trump. Media spin to negative.
Right. Oh, is that what he wrote?
Tough for hate Trump media.
I thought you were making that up.
No, this is literally. Good speech.
So
Trump helped his reelection
chances. Like an
illiterate
wrote
Tough
it.
For hate Trump media to spin negative.
Went out on a limb, acknowledged the existence of the Holocaust. Pretty good stuff.
Bernie Sanders.
And the media still criticizing me.
This was like this socialism really won. Bernie Sanders sunburned and not happy about attacks on socialism. I'm going to quote
media is giving Trump virtually no credit for acknowledging Holocaust.
I'm going to do O'Reilly slowly dying. And
do we know? Do are we on the? We got to make sure because she's it's got to be on now. No. Is that right?
That's weird. I thought it was supposed to be really.
Get it going, Stacy.
Stacy, come on.
Missed opportunity.
How long do you make a white man wait? Is it a tech problem? Because she should be on right now.
And they just retweeted some fans.
It's not up. Of his speech, I mean, I got to be honest. I paid attention to about 65% of it. It was
that's pretty good.
65%. That's impressive.
And I think, honestly, the only time he was animated when he was talking about the anti-immigrant stuff,
blood and soil.
I think it's what we anticipated for the most part. You know, I don't think that they're going to spend the next 2 years running on the existence of the Holocaust, although that there was.
Although
like,
I would love that.
I mean, literally, there was probably 10 minutes.
When was the last time you heard Pocahontas say the Holocaust happened?
Well, he kept talking about D-Day, too. It was really some, you know, just scraping the barrel of American exceptionalism.
He did a minute or two on the idea that it is an anniversary for women getting the vote, and then
trying
it was
trying to kind of like steal that.
Yeah, even when they came home weary and bone tired, my parents found a way to show us all who we could be. My librarian mother taught us to love learning. My father, a shipyard worker, put in overtime and extra shifts, and they made sure we volunteered.
Let me say
to help
out front, the election was
later,
stolen.
Later, they both became United Methodist ministers.
Voter suppression on a mass scale.
These were our family values: faith, service, education, and responsibility.
Wow, it's
now,
so it's
we only
incredible.
Had one car,
just like she actually.
So sometimes
seems
my dad had to hitchhike and
her.
Walk long stretches during the 30-mile trip home from the shipyards. One rainy night, my mom got worried. We piled in the car and went out looking for him. And we eventually found my dad making his way along the road, soaked and shivering in his shirt sleeves. When he got in the car, my mom asked if he'd left his coat at work. He explained that he'd given it to a homeless man he'd met on the highway. When we asked why he'd given away his only jacket, my dad turned to us and said, "I knew when I left that man he'd still be alone, but I could give him my coat because I knew you were coming for me." Our power and strength as Americans lives in our hard work and our belief in more. My family understood firsthand that while success is not guaranteed, we live in a nation where opportunity is possible. But we do not succeed alone. In these United States, when times are tough, we can persevere because our friends and neighbors will come for us. Our first responders will come for us. It is this mantra, this uncommon grace of community, that has driven me to become an attorney, a small business owner, a writer, and most recently, the Democratic nominee for governor of Georgia.
And rightful governor.
My reason for running was simple. I love our country and its promise of opportunity for all. And I stand here tonight because I hold fast to my father's credo. Together, we are coming for America, for a better America. Just a few weeks ago, I joined volunteers to distribute meals to furloughed federal workers. They waited in line for a box of food and a sliver of hope since they hadn't received paychecks in weeks. Making livelihoods of our federal workers a pawn for political games is a disgrace. The shutdown was a stunt engineered by the President of the United States, one that defied every tenet of fairness and abandoned not just our people, but our values. For 7 years, I led the Democratic Party in the Georgia House of Representatives. I didn't always agree with the Republican speaker or governor, but I understood that our constituents didn't care about our political parties. They cared about their lives. So when we had to negotiate criminal justice reform or transportation or foster care improvements, the leaders of our state didn't shut down. We came together and we kept our word. It should be no different in our nation's capital. We may come from different sides of the political aisle, but our joint commitment to the ideals of this nation cannot be negotiable. Our most urgent work is to realize Americans' dreams of today and tomorrow, to carve a path to independence and prosperity that can last a lifetime. Children deserve an excellent education from cradle to career. We owe them safe schools and the highest standards, regardless of zip code. Yet this White House responds timidly, while first graders practice active shooter drills, and the price of higher education grows ever steeper. From now on, our leaders must be willing to tackle gun safety measures and face the crippling effect of educational loans, to support educators and invest what is necessary to unleash the power of America's greatest minds. In Georgia and around the country, people are striving for a middle class where a salary truly equals economic security. But instead, families' hopes are being crushed by Republican leadership that ignores real life or just doesn't understand it. Under the current administration, far too many hardworking Americans are falling behind, living paycheck to paycheck, most without labor unions to protect them from even worse harm.
Unions.
The Republican tax bill rigged the system against working people.
Yep.
Rather than bringing back jobs, plants are closing, layoffs are looming, and wages struggle to keep pace with the actual cost of living. We owe more to the millions of everyday folks who keep our economy running, like truck drivers forced to buy their own rigs, farmers caught in a trade war, small business owners in search of capital, and domestic workers serving without labor protections. Women and men who could thrive if only they had the support and freedom to do so. We know bipartisanship could craft a 21st century immigration plan, but this administration chooses to cage children and tear families apart. Compassionate treatment at the border is not the same as open borders. President Reagan understood this. President Obama understood this. Americans understand this. And Democrats stand ready to effectively secure our ports and borders.
No Republican watching.
But we must all embrace that from agriculture to health care to entrepreneurship, America is made stronger by the presence of immigrants, not walls. And rather than suing to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, as Republican attorneys general have, our leaders must protect the progress we've made and commit to expanding health care and lowering costs,
which is trash and makes no difference because
my father.
She did not say Medicare for all. She said lowering costs
to help cover the cost. I found myself
Yeah, this is a consensus Democratic response.
Because while you can defer
it's
some
really
payments,
good, and I also have to say underlines why it's useful Bernie
In
does one after
nation,
her. Because there's going
to
be things that
are skipping
not
blood
be
pressure pills, forced to choose between buying medicine or paying rent. Maternal mortality rates show that mothers, especially black mothers, risk death to give birth. And in 14 states, including my home state, where a majority want it, our leaders refuse to expand Medicaid, which could save rural hospitals, save economies, and save lives. We can do so much more. Take action on climate change. Defend individual liberties with fair-minded judges.
Provide universal
But none of these ambitions
healthcare.
Are possible without
universal
the bedrock guarantee
free
of
healthcare.
Our right to vote.
Universal job guarantee.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, but just
voter suppression is real.
Keep in mind the
From
vast majority of people
to
who are watching
and stay
this
on the rolls,
are probably
to moving
Trump
and closing polling
yeah.
places
and that's
to rejecting lawful
towards.
Ballots. We can no longer ignore these threats to democracy. While I acknowledge the results of the 2018 election here in Georgia, I did not and we cannot accept efforts to undermine our right to vote.
I like how she says
That's why I started a nonpartisan organization called Fair Fight. To advocate for voting rights. This is the next battle for our democracy, one where all eligible citizens can have their say about the vision we want for our country. We must reject the cynicism that says allowing every eligible vote to be cast and counted is a power grab. Americans understand that these are the values our brave men and women in uniform and our veterans risk their lives to defend. The foundation of our moral leadership around the globe is free and fair elections, where voters pick their leaders, not where politicians pick their voters. In this time of division and crisis, we must come together and stand for and with one another. America has stumbled time and again on its quest towards justice and equality. But with each generation, we have revisited our fundamental truths. And where we falter, we make amends. We fought Jim Crow with the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Yet we continue to confront racism from our past and in our present, which is why we must hold everyone from the highest offices to our own families accountable for racist words and deeds and call racism what it is, wrong. America achieved a measure of reproductive justice in Roe v. Wade, but we must never forget it is immoral to allow politicians to harm women and families to advance a political agenda. We affirmed marriage equality, and yet the LGBTQ community remains under attack. So, even as I am very disappointed by the president's approach to our problems, I still don't want him to fail. But we need him to tell the truth.
I can't be conciliatory on that
one. And to respect his duties.
I pray for him to fail.
And
that one came from Nancy
extraordinary diversity
oh, you want
that defines
America,
America
to fail, Michael?
Our progress has always been found in the refuge,
also, I want Trump
in the basic
to,
instinct
like,
of the American
to
experiment, to do right by our people. And with a renewed commitment to social and economic justice, We will create a stronger America together. Because America wins by fighting for our shared values against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That is who we are. And when we do so, never wavering, the state of our union will always be strong. Thank you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Should have been in a garage like Kennedy last year.
Well, if that isn't the most vast contrast, I don't know.
It was good that they did it in front of a bunch of people too. I think like the worst is just sort of that sort of disembodied, like when they were when they're just sitting in a hallway.
I totally forgot about the garage thing. It was like just bloodless.
And the other thing I remembered was little Marco. Lips. With his having to grab the water.
Water. He looked such a beta. He looked so scared and little.
That was what led to the Trump routine. I thought that was a good speech.
And I think, like, you know, the thing
but no
that,
one remembers this, what he said, right?
No, no. I'm talking about...
I agree.
Sam liked Marco's speech. He was defending
I loved his speech. Yeah. I thought it was great how he did it all with dry mouth. I thought that was one of the best parts.
That's brave.
No, I thought that the Abrams thing was, for the most part, I wouldn't call it bold. It was a good speech that was delivered competently. And frankly, like, that's the best case scenario. You know, when you hear
for the Democrats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. When you hear that 56% of the Democrats, which is the majority of people who are going to vote, you know, at least towards the direction where we want the country to go, where they say they don't care about policy, they just want somebody who can beat Trump. And maybe that's overstating it, but nevertheless, that's where they landed on that question. The idea of delivering a competent speech that is somewhat optimistic but points out the sort of the problems with the Trump administration, that's good. And
I really liked the voting rights stuff. I thought that was really strong and really important. And I like that she's maintained her stance relative to her election being stolen from her.
Well, that's the point, is that she's able to deliver a speech that can appeal beyond her wheelhouse, but not have to sell out. There's nothing in that speech where you're like, she's selling something
out. Well, and it felt optimistic. I don't think there was any point in Trump's speech other than remember the astronauts, which felt aspirational, right? His thing has always been the immigrants are taking our jobs. They're killing us, you know.
Even when he was saying, like, we're going to wipe out AIDS in 10 years, there was no sense
it
of,
wasn't,
like,
there was nothing
it was so begrudging.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm far from a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, Dem, but that made me feel something, at least, you know, after an hour and a half of just
Well, it was. I mean, it was literally, like, an actual human response to, like, a fascist mess. But also, I don't think, like, and she ran for governor in Georgia.
She'll absolutely run again, is what I take away from that.
And to be clear, like, she did run as, like, a legitimate, and I think, you know, it's not our politics at all, but she was like an actual center left candidate, which do exist, right? Like, there's us and like the left, then there's these like Cuomo Biden types we've been fighting forever, but then there's people like Stacey Abrams. Like, I wish she would endorse Medicare for All, of course, but she didn't run on Medicare for All. She actually ran on a really aggressive healthcare expansion. She also did run on expanding union power in the South and in Georgia specifically, where it's like totally under siege. So that theme that she hit was Democratic consensus stuff, like I said before, and it was, you know, just actually, in fact, very reflective of her. She's a bridge synthesis figure between different parts of the party, and that's what they needed to come out with tonight, in my view.
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with everything you guys just said, but I think all of this stuff is necessary but insufficient. And that is a running theme with the Democratic Party. And I'm not just blaming it on Stacey Abrams. Like, anyone who would have given that speech would have given necessary but insufficient. Like, I thought the two choices were socialism and barbarism. And now there's this third thing. I don't know, third way, if you will. Well, and we're going to need a lot more than that.
Well, the problem is, if the choice is just between socialism and barbarism, I'm not quite convinced that barbarism doesn't win. I mean, that's
barbarism.
I mean,
well, you. I mean, you don't
Trumpism is approaching barbarism.
Barbarism is winning across the globe.
Yeah, it depends on what.
And the only way to fight it is socialism.
Well, but I'm not sure where those lines are drawn, but I think the reality is you have to look at the landscape and just see how far people are willing to go. I don't think that people engage that that deeply, frankly, in ideology. And so we put a label on it, and it means different things to different people. But and there may, in fact, I think probably be more support for policies that we perceive as socialistic than the idea of socialism.
Sure, same thing.
But I'm talking about how you make the sale. I'm talking about politics, and for within the context of, you know, I don't know if you can go up there after that speech when you're talking. You know, a lot of people who are looking at that, probably a disproportionate are people who really have no intention of voting for anybody but Donald Trump, or maybe
anyone with a D after
their name.
Yeah, so get specific then.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Like, when you say people will go for socialistic policies but not the idea of socialism, get specific, and that's the strength.
No, I'm speculating that they might. They may not. And they're less likely.
We saw in the midterms that people voted for socialistic policies even more than they voted for Democrats.
I don't know if that's
like,
true.
In a conservative state like Idaho, people voted for the Medicaid expansion who were not Democrats and did not identify as Democrats.
Medicaid expansion was the ACA. I mean, you know, it just depends on how you want. I mean, it was literally like Obama. And so, I mean,
progressive policies more broadly.
Okay. I mean, like I said.
Well, she is progressive policies more broadly. So what we're trying to do, I do ultimately agree with socialism or barbarism. But part of that process is redefining what the center is and migrating it in the right direction. And that was a great example of actually how that's happening.
Well, and Sam, I was thinking about your point that she's going into this knowing that she's speaking mostly to Trump voters.
Right. She has two audiences, right? Like locally in Georgia, because
right.
That's where all the press is going to be paying attention
right,
to the fact
course.
She's doing it. And then basically Trump voters.
Right. So even though I totally agree with Jamie that this is hardly sufficient and doesn't go nearly far enough, I do think it achieves something important, which is speaking in a way that Trump did, speaking to... average Americans know things are not good, right? Like which Hillary Clinton's whole thing was America's already great.
Right.
Anyone who looks around knows no, it's not. And I think she addressed that in a really deft way while still striking an optimistic
tone. And for whatever
you
words, she pulled off another.
So in a rhetorical way, I think it was a huge success. Obviously, policy-wise, I don't think it went nearly far enough to the left. But I think, you know, she had a hard task, and I think she managed to speak to people who might have been open to her at least acknowledging their reality.
The day that she, if she gets elected to a statewide office in Georgia, whether it's Senate or governorship, like, things move to the left.
Of course.
Like, and that's,
yeah, and everybody,
that is,
because
like,
also just because of the coalition.
Well, that's why her candidacy was such a big deal.
The coalition of African-Americans,
right? It wasn't
labor organizers. I mean, this is not only with Georgia move to the left, the whole nature of the Southern Democratic Party and therefore American politics, which shifted
right,
to the left.
Of course.
Purely just through who'd be empowered through the people who worked to get her elected. And also, furthermore, it reminded me of something that I think actually – definitely a socialist, we need to take note that Bhaskar pointed out Friday, which is he was like, we need to both speak to people's real material needs and also advocate the actual radical solutions that need to take place, and then also respect the fact that there is a desire for a return to quote-unquote normalcy. And obviously right. people like us are like, fuck normalcy. We get it. We know that it's ridiculous. It's normal
as
hell.
That is my
we
point.
Get all of that. But
and I
that being said, there's still tens of millions of people that in their
absolutely.
Real conditions in life, that's what they want.
But
and she threaded a beautiful needle,
the
I think,
choice,
of
I think
synthesizing
is,
that.
I think there is a choice. It's that do you hang it on rhetoric? Like, there's nothing she said that sets that goes backwards.
Nope.
Right? Now,
nope.
There may be a lot of instances.
Nor vaults us particularly less.
No, it synthesized the present moment.
For the most part, there was nowhere where she was getting super aggressive and going forward. Right. But there was nothing she said that set us backwards. The part that sets us going forward is not rhetorical in that instance. It's that she probably picked up some votes.
Yeah.
Like honestly,
she yeah. came closer to whatever it is. Maybe it's winning the Senate in 2020 in Georgia. And that is going to pay dividends in terms of the actual policy versus any value she would get in pushing the rhetoric in that instance. And that's all my point is that, like, this is this entire evening is completely performative. And the
and
value,
very light on substance,
and
right?
Very light on substance by design in many respects. Even those speeches historically that have been chock full of substance, really, it is just to project this idea, this broad notion of like, that was substantial.
Right.
As opposed to the actual substance. It's really just a branding exercise.
I see what you guys are saying. And I think it works for one of two groups, right? Because everybody in this country is pretty much on the side of the culture wars that they're going to be on. Democrats identify as Democrats, Republicans identify as Republicans. Most people are not going to change. The only place where I see any wiggle room is the small slice of working class swing voters, most but not all of whom are white, who might be more sympathetic to the kinds of rhetoric that you guys are talking about. I think they would also go for something like Medicare for All that's actually going to improve their lives. And then there's all the people who don't vote because either they're experiencing voter suppression, they work all the time, or they've just heard all of this stuff before and it's never done anything for them, and they don't believe that it's going to do anything for them in the future.
I think this is an essential argument, right? So, like, I would say Stacey is moving people in the right direction, and hopefully then we hit them with things that look more like actual socialism.
Well, by the way,
I think she
another,
moves the first
this is
group.
Another argument.
As opposed to, being more accelerationist, which, hit me on the right day and I'm right there too.
But this is also another argument. Like, I totally agree that there's some of those voters, particularly if you're going to just make it super narrow in electoral politics and like places like Wisconsin that are definitely like blue collar voters that need to be brought back. And incidentally, we all agree that we already know what the policy needs to be. But that being said, I mean, if we look at the poll, like, I just remember, I forget who did this, but there was a poll a year ago, and it's like, it's hard for us sometimes because liberals are annoying and we like to dunk on them and they're our near enemy at times and blah, 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 blah. But it was like, it was just a clear linear line. It was like, who's more likely to be flipped to hard left positions? And the most likely group to be flipped was liberals. It's not really that surprising. Like, yeah. For all of their shortcomings, they're the closest on the radar to us, and we're already in an electoral coalition with them. So ultimately, like, you need to get those voters back for sure. And it isn't just, it's just all working class voters across the board. But on the other hand, as far as a pool of people that I think you can migrate to leftward positions, it is actually a chunk of like wine moms who Stacey Abrams speaks to.
They do like AOC. So
I'm less worried about the wine moms and more about, like, white working class people.
Bernie
dog whistle.
All of the people who don't vote,
about
which
white
is
working
a much
class
larger
people. But if you're
group.
Talking about Wisconsin, for instance,
it's all working
you're talking
class
almost 20% of the African-American vote declined in 2016. Now,
all working class. I mean, I talked with Malika Jabali was on my
but
show.
They're
she
not
made a great
but
point.
Definitionally, they're not white.
Well, right. That's why I don't like this conversation, because she eliminated that. She's like, look, junk all that bullshit, because the neoliberals are going to say that this is not about unions, not about inequality. And I know you're not saying that, but that's totally wrong. And then on the other hand, to frame it as we need to get white people back in Wisconsin, she's like, fuck that. We could have gotten a neighborhood in Milwaukee of labor organizers and we win. Yes. And they didn't vote for the same reasons that we identify.
Well, I understand.
In addition to voter suppression.
In addition to voter suppression. She actually, what's interesting about that piece, she actually de-emphasizes that. She actually de-emphasizes that. She actually claims it's mostly policy. But I just, I want to get away. I will never use, I don't want to racialize the working class at all.
Well, you don't have to racialize it, but I didn't say get the white working class back in Wisconsin.
I'm not saying that. I'm agreeing with you.
But okay, that's fine.
I'm agreeing
with
you.
But my point is, that just came up 3 minutes ago.
Yep.
And I can say, you don't need a single white voter in Wisconsin to change their mind for 2016. You need to get the same coalition of African Americans who voted in 2012 or in 2008, and that same percentage of the electorate, and you're done. You're talking about 10,000 people.
And she does a great – so, yeah, and everybody – I would read the color – it's called The Color of Income Inequality in Current Affairs by Maleka Jabali, and she breaks this down really well. And she even has this one really intense, compelling quote of somebody who's like, look, it was – of course, we needed to elect Obama. It's historical. It's necessary. And now 8 years in, my economics are just as bad.
Right.
And I migrated from the South where I know Bill Clinton's a union buster. You got to do better than this.
Right, right.
And that, and so we're all together on that.
Right. This is one of the things that I'm talking about, by the way, when I talk about how a crisis of capitalism or this particular phase that we're in called neoliberalism leads to right-wing populism. People voting, like white people voting for Trump out of economic anxiety, that is the thing that I'm talking about the least when I say that. Voter suppression, it's not just a legal thing, it's an economic thing. Because when people see politicians saying the same stuff over and over again and they don't do anything for them, that's also a form of voter suppression. It's economic voter suppression, and that affects people across the board, but mostly the working class, which is disproportionately non-white.
Is Bernie coming on? Are we going to catch a few minutes of Bernie, or are we going to go to sweet, beautiful sleep? I want to see a few minutes of what he has to say if everybody's into it.
Yeah, let's check it out.
I mean, I will say I do think I think it's pretty obvious that I'm highly pro Abrams, but I do think that a great center left speech also, you know, it's appropriate that there's a socialist speech as well. I think it was a great presentation, great speech, and there's other things to put on the table that he will.
I think someone took I tweeted out credit where credit's due. Trump did acknowledge the Holocaust happened. And someone was like, that was the least he could do.
I think it was a lot for him.
Because I'm doing a copyright.
Well, a very, very effective response at the President Trump's State of the Union. Now we, I think, all know why she would have been a wonderful governor of Georgia. I know that this will probably not shock you, but I hate to say this, but not everything Donald Trump said tonight was true or accurate. Tonight, when we talk about the economy, tonight and on numerous occasions since he has taken office, President Trump has told the American people that the U.S. economy is the hottest economy anywhere in the world. It is really booming. Well, that may be true for the members of his Mar-a-Lago country club, where the price of admission has doubled to $200,000. For those folks who go to Trump's club,
you guys have a membership
for the wealthiest
for the show
people
yet?
In
you guys
our nation,
pop down there every
Trump
once in
is
a while?
Right. The economy is really booming. In fact, for many of President Trump's billionaire friends, the truth is they have
a lot of hearts.
Let's get those hearts going.
But
not a single angry face.
For the working
let's get those hearts.
Of our country,
man.
Let's get those bits.
Truth is
bits for Bernie.
That the economy is not so great. Over the last year, for example, real inflation accounted for wages for the average American worker is up by all of 1.2%, just $9.11 a week. In fact, real wages for that same worker, that average American worker, are lower today than they were in 1973. Let me repeat that. The average American worker, after adjusting for inflation, is earning less today than he or she did 46 years ago.
Speak. speaking to
despite huge increases realities. In productivity.
Yep.
Sadly,
no one does that better
millions of American
him.
Workers are now
cool
forced to work two or three jobs
Trump is telling
just
you
to pay the bills
about historic
and to keep their heads above water
and about
economically.
Wages being on the rise.
In America today, and somehow or another, President Trump didn't mention this in his speech.
Exactly.
We have more wealth and income inequality than almost any major country
Trump
on earth.
And
it is more unfair, more unequal now than at any other time since the Gilded Age of the 1920s. Yes, the economy is great for the three wealthiest people in America who own more wealth than the bottom half of our country, 160 million Americans.
Howard Schultz.
Yes, the economy is great for the top 1%.
Why isn't he
who now earn 46% of all new income in our economy. Yes. The economy is great for the top 25 hedge fund managers on Wall Street who made nearly twice as much income last year as all 140,000 kindergarten teachers in our country. 25 hedge fund managers. Yep.
Good luck.
The economy is great for the five richest people in America who have seen their wealth go up by over $100 billion since Trump was elected, and for corporations that have announced over $1 trillion in stock buybacks in 2018 alone. Yes, the economy may be great for those folks, but it is absolutely not booming for the nearly 80% of American workers who live paycheck to paycheck, desperately hoping that their child doesn't get sick, praying that their car doesn't break down, or that they don't lose their job. Despite what President Trump says,
this is
not a
hot
economy. When 43% of households can't afford to pay for housing, food,
disgusting that this is the only frontline politician who's talked about these things for decades,
and a cell phone without going into debt. That is not a hot economy for ordinary Americans. The economy is not booming when half of Americans 55 years of age and older have no idea how they will live out the last years of their lives with dignity because they have no retirement savings. And that includes, unbelievably, 20% of seniors trying to survive on incomes of less than $14,000 a year. And I just don't know how anybody, certainly not a senior citizen, survives on $14,000 a year.
Right.
This is not the strongest economy we've ever had,
talk about Syria.
According to Trump.
Yeah, he did.
When
he
hundreds of thousands of young people
did.
Are unable
it's
to go to college
talked about we had,
because they can't
ISIS.
Afford it.
Yes.
And millions more are struggling with outrageous levels of student
ISIS
debt.
Over.
When over 34 million Americans have no health insurance. When one out of five of our people cannot afford the medicine
this stuff
prescribed
really
to them
actually
by their doctors.
To like the,
and
the
when over 40 million
so many sorts like
so
like it's just like you know almost everybody
poverty.
Coming from these middle
this
class
is
backgrounds
not
at
an
least.
Economy
and
we should
you know
be proud
look I guess I'll play a little
when
my own
we have the highest
like when he talks,
rate of childhood poverty
I know these
in the
experiences
developed
he's talking about from how I
and
grew
when
up,
life
like,
expectancy
and I,
in the United States
I get really pissed that that's totally dismissed and run over in the conversation.
Year.
It's like, oh yeah, it's just Bernie talking about stats
and as
again.
We
it's like,
no, he's saying something real.
That's actually
Let
tens of millions of people's real lives
that in America,
dealing with obscene situations.
People also like to play rhetorical games about like, is he emphasizing race
$8
or class?
$9 an hour, $10
And it's like, well, I don't think he's ever
here
chosen.
Is the simple truth.
Nobody. No.
I mean, he should talk about how they stole the election from Stacey Abrams in an extremely shady and white supremacist way.
He kind of acknowledged that at the beginning, basically.
I didn't
a little bit.
Donald Trump talk about
not in that strong terms,
the minimum
but
I actually think you're. I think you're right.
Let's actually listen to what he said.
At least $15 an hour. Somehow, didn't talk about that. Tonight, President Trump talked about what a great job he has done on trade, but what he forgot to tell you. is that the annual trade deficit has gone up by over $100 billion since he became president. And our trade deficit with China and Mexico has gone up by tens of billions of dollars. Meanwhile, since Trump was elected, corporations have shipped 185,000 American jobs overseas. President Trump also talked tonight about the need to rebuild our country's crumbling infrastructure, our roads and our bridges and our water systems and our wastewater plants. And he is absolutely right. It is an absolute disgrace that in the wealthiest nation on earth, we have an infrastructure that is crumbling. But the proposal that he is bringing forth is dead wrong. It is an absurd proposal. Trump would encourage states to sell our nation's highways, our bridges, and other vital infrastructure to Wall Street, to wealthy campaign contributors, even to foreign governments. The reality is that Trump's plan to privatize our nation's infrastructure is an old idea that has never worked and, in fact, never will work. President Trump said tonight, quote, "We are born free and we will stay free," end of quote. The rest is true. Well, I say to President Trump, people are not truly free when they can't afford to go to the doctor when they are sick.
It's the four
people
freedoms,
are
right?
not truly yeah. free
Shouts to
when
Harvey
they cannot
K.
afford to buy the prescription drugs they desperately need.
Right.
People are not truly free when they are unable to retire with dignity.
In your face, libertarians.
People are not truly free when they are exhausted because they are working longer and longer hours for lower wages. People are not truly free when they cannot afford a decent place in which to live. People certainly are not free when they cannot afford to feed their families. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in 1968, and I quote, "This country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor," end quote.
Dead ass.
What Dr. King said then was true, and it is true today, and it remains absolutely
We need more rugged individualism everywhere.
Tonight, Donald Trump,
look at Howard
who
Schultz's
in less than 2 years in the White House,
proposals.
Has seen five aides either plead guilty or be convicted of criminal charges, claimed the strength of the economy was dependent on him being free from necessary oversight and investigations into wrongdoing by both his campaign and his administration. The exact opposite is true. America's strength is based on the rule of law and the fact that no one, not even the President of the United States, is above it. Tonight, in terms of crime, Trump talked about a terrible and heinous murder in Reno, Nevada, committed by an undocumented immigrant who happens to be Latino. In fact, as I think many of you will recall, over the last several years, Trump has talked time and time again about crimes committed by undocumented Latino immigrants. His demonization of Latinos is nothing less than racist. It is wrong, and it also happens to be factually inaccurate. Undocumented Latino immigrants commit fewer crimes in the United States than the general public. But I want you to think about something for a moment. Isn't it strange that when we talk about terrible crimes committed in the United States or in the state of Nevada, Donald Trump forgot to mention that in 2017, a white man named Stephen Paddock killed 58 people and wounded 851 in the deadliest shooting in modern American history. That also happened in Nevada. Now, how come Trump didn't mention that. If he is concerned about crime, how come Trump didn't talk about one of the worst mass murders in American history?
So racist.
Needless to say, he also didn't mention the need for common sense gun safety legislation, which would lower the terrible rate of mass shootings in our country.
Oh, he's definitely running for president.
Tonight, Donald Trump repeated some of the most extreme anti-woman attacks coming from the far right. At a time when we see an unprecedented and coordinated attack against a woman's right to choose, it is incredibly important that we fight to make sure that every woman in this country has the right to control her own body.
He's choking up.
He's holding
it. Get
it. Tonight, Donald Trump correctly talked about the need to address the opioid crisis. Well, President Trump, you don't help people suffering from opioid addiction by writing a budget which calls for a $1 trillion cut to Medicaid. That would be a devastation, a devastating moment in the fight against opioid addiction. Now, as important as it is to respond to what President Trump said tonight, it is even more important to discuss some of what Trump refused to talk about, which happens to include some of the most important issues facing our country and the entire world. Now, how can a president of the United States give a State of the Union speech and not mention, not one word, about climate change when the leading scientists of the world tell us that climate change is real, that climate change is caused by human activity, and that climate change is already causing devastating harm in the United States and in much of the world? Further, the scientists tell us that we have a very short 12 years, not a lot of time, in order to transform our energy system away from fossil fuels and into energy efficiency and sustainable energy, if we are going to have a planet that is healthy and habitable for our children and our grandchildren. Somehow or another, Donald Trump just forgot to talk about that. Trump also forgot to discuss the international embarrassment of the United States being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a right. Now, how can he ignore the fact that we spend far more per capita on health care than any other country on earth, while at the same time, tens of millions of our fellow Americans are uninsured or underinsured? Somehow or another, Trump forgot to get to that issue. How can President Trump not discuss the terrible attacks that we are seeing to undermine the fundamentals of American democracy,
we live in hell,
which includes the disastrous Amy Citizens United Supreme Court decision that allows billionaires buy elections? Trump talked a lot about freedom tonight, but somehow or another, he didn't talk about governors' efforts all across this country. Governors who are trying to suppress the vote and make it harder for poor people or people of color to vote. You can't talk about freedom in America and ignore the massive amounts of voter suppression taking place, denying people the right to participate in our democracy. Donald Trump talked about the economy. But he forgot to mention the fact
about the Holocaust,
that state after state is doing the right thing and is raising the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. But I didn't hear President Trump say that he would work with me and with other advocates of a living wage to raise the minimum wage at the federal level to $15 an hour. Somehow didn't get into that.
I like how I like could
President Trump not mention the word
somehow he failed
Social
again.
Security, Medicare,
being
or Medicaid
a fucking moron.
In his State of the Union speech when he promised over and over again during his campaign, you remember that? That he would not cut these programs. Could it be because his budget proposed massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security in direct violation
Drag
of his campaign
him.
Pledge? How could Trump not talk about the reality that Russia, through cyber warfare, interfered in our election in 2016?
Hashtag resistance.
Is interfering
what more can
in
I
democratic
do for you
elections
people?
Okay, good
all
luck with
the
Russia
world.
People.
And now
and
let me do an impression of Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, I don't think you're
Russia,
win
Russia,
the
Russia,
they
Russia.
They don't want you
to interfere in the 2018 midterm election.
So I don't.
She would be
that's
so
a good
much.
How can the president say
agent.
Nothing about Yemen,
was a Russian agent,
where the humanitarian crisis, in the where the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, is currently taking place, brought on by a Saudi-led war that the United States is supporting? And just yesterday, a CNN report detailed how our Saudi and Emirati allies have been giving U.S.-made weapons to Al-Qaeda linked fighters,
you know, he's
in Yemen,
so good on this.
And have
he's,
also fallen into
really
the hands of
him,
Iranian-backed Houthi
Emirati
rebels.
Pretty well.
This war is a disaster.
Well, that was like,
the Emirati.
The Senate passed
the major
a resolution that I sponsored
right?
last
like
December,
no foreign policy
right. calling
job,
on the president
so.
To
I mean,
end our support for that terrible war.
Totally.
And why
and a lot of that was
in both the House and the Senate reintroduced that legislation last week. This is an enormously important foreign policy issue. It speaks to our relationship with a despotic regime in Saudi Arabia. Somehow Trump forgot to mention that. President Trump has stated tonight and over and over and over and over again that building a wall on the Mexican border is a national emergency. In fact, he shut down the government and caused enormous pain and uncertainty for some 800,000 federal employees who were forced to go to work but were not paid, all because of his insistence on that wall. No, President Trump, building a wall is not an emergency. In terms of immigration in this country, what we need to do is not to waste billions of dollars on a wall, but to finally address the need for comprehensive immigration reform, including a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented people. It is inhumane and not what America stands for, that tiny children at the border have been torn apart from their parents. It is disgraceful that 1.8 million young people raised in the United States and who know no other country but the United States have lost their legal protection under the DACA program because of Trump's actions. It is heartbreaking that almost 11 million undocumented people living in this country, the overwhelming majority of whom are hardworking and law-abiding, worry every day about being deported and separated from their loved ones. What a president of the United States is supposed to do, and I think, in a certain sense, almost all presidents in recent history have understood that, is that when you're president, you bring our people together, whether they're black or white or Latino, whether they're Asian American, Native American, whether they're men or women, whether they're gay or straight.
This is my Obama impression.
That's what a
this
president
is my Obama.
Is supposed
I'm doing a fucking Obama impression.
But
you people vote for me already so I can give you health care?
That
the fuck,
is not
what do I have to do for the goddamn electorate?
In fact, he is trying to divide us up.
Fucking
he is trying to have one group turn against another group. And that is certainly not what this country is supposed to be about.
Except for
Trump
the millionaires
said tonight
and the billionaires.
That we should, quote, govern not as two parties, but as one nation. I agree. But Trump's agenda of providing tax breaks to billionaires
water bottle thing
while throwing
tomorrow.
Millions of Americans off
don't
of
think
health insurance
get a mug.
Is the exact opposite
well, yeah,
of what the American people
can't
want.
You just have a,
If Trump truly wants to govern in a bipartisan manner, let's take a look at what the overwhelming majority of the American people want. In other words, I know this is a radical idea, but I say to the President of the United States, why don't you do what the American people want you to do rather than what wealthy campaign contributors.
Why not a
want.
Mug that says, let me give you some examples. The people, or just something
a Fox
fun.
News poll
yeah, exactly.
Like, just... conducted last
I
month shows
Mondays.
That 70% of Americans
boss
support
bitch,
a tax
Democracy
increase
now.
On families making over
Ask
$10 million. According to Reuters,
like
70%
yeah.
of the American people, including
mug.
52% of Republicans, support
so
Medicare for
home?
All. They understand that the current health system is not working. And they want to join every other country on earth in making health care a right.
I think a shorter speech
right,
would have been warranted at this time.
Another poll
kind
found
of.
That 72% of the American people, including 51% of Republicans,
yeah,
want
like,
to
I gotta keep talking. A black
Social
woman spoke
Security
before
benefits.
Me. More water.
Must overshadow.
Make sure
must overshadow.
That our elderly people
white
can retire
class
in dignity
in Wisconsin.
And do that
more
by increasing
water.
Taxes on millionaires and billionaires. According to Gallup,
I'm
going to
do 4 hours.
He's trying to make up
for
the fact that the taxing
of Republicans
the rich
and
game
Democrats
has kind of been cornered
want us
very
to spend $1 trillion on an infrastructure
plan
to create up to
so
15
he's
million good-paying jobs.
Like, don't forget,
the Kaiser
I'm
Family
great
Foundation
on this
has
too.
Found that 92%
of Americans
want Medicare to negotiate
and I think it's also,
with pharmaceutical companies to lower prescription drug prices. 92%. That same poll also
like,
found that 72% of Americans, including three-quarters of Republicans, want the freedom
again,
to buy low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I'm talking about the millionaires
Gallup tells us that 64% of Americans, including 51% of Republicans, believe marijuana should be legal. And that tells me that we should end the disastrous war on drugs. Quinnipiac tells us that Americans support by over 94%.
Oh,
requiring background checks for all gun purchases. CBS has found that 87% of Americans, including 79% of Republicans, want to allow immigrants who are brought to the United States as children to stay in our country. And according to a July 2018 survey paid for by the Koch brothers, 66% of Americans believe, quote, government-paid college tuition is an effective solution to social barriers. 65% of Americans believe that a $15 minimum wage is an effective solution to low wages. 69% of Americans believe that we need more regulation of Wall Street. And 69% of Americans also believe we should be increasing government assistance for child care.
Bring us home.
My fellow Americans, if the overwhelming majority of Americans want us to pass these enormously popular initiatives,
I'm not.
Why can't Congress pass them?
He's going to go shoot some
Why isn't
after this.
Congress yeah, exactly. and the White House doing what the American people want them to do? And the answer, frankly, is not complicated. The answer has everything to do with the power of the moneyed interests. Wall Street, big drug companies, huge health insurance companies, the fossil fuel industry, multinational corporations, and the billionaire class. All of these groups are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get Congress to do their bidding. But while they may have the money, and God only knows they have an endless supply of money, we have something that is more powerful on our side, and that is that we have the people. They have the money, we have the people. If we are serious about transforming our country, if we are serious about rebuilding the shrinking middle class, if we are serious about reinvigorating our democracy and increasing voter turnout and bringing young people into the political process, let us bring our people together to take on and defeat a ruling class whose greed is destroying our nation. The billionaire class must learn that they cannot have it all. Our government belongs to each and every one of us, not just the few. Together, let us fight for economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. Let us end unbridled greed.
Please announce.
Let us create the kind of America.
No, not right now.
That
Jesus
we know
Christ.
We can become.
Classic.
Thank you all.
Move.
And have a great night.
Good job, Dad. A little more concise next time, but.
No, I'm telling you. He's just showing you how healthy he is.
He wants to show that he can do.
That's what I'm saying. He's 77 years old. He's like, I've got energy.
Right.
That's what he's doing.
He's so old, though, man.
All right. Well,
fuck you, Kat.
Socialism or barbarism. That's how it's going to be. You can vote for a third thing, but you're still going to get barbarism in the end if you don't support socialism.
There you go, folks. Take it or leave it.
That's a beautiful note. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
And
correct.
On that note, we're going to end our coverage for tonight. We will be back tomorrow, not live, but with new content. Catherine Krieger, thank you so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure.
Really appreciate
Thanks for having
it. Me. People should check out awesome. Splinter News, where you manage to edit.
I do both of those things. Yeah. I manage every day a little bit.
Are you the manager,
managing editor? Yep.
Are you still being sued by that Trump aide, or is that over?
I sure am. Yeah.
Discuss that.
Nope.
I would imagine
we'll
that
not discuss that on the mic, but that is on an ongoing legal matter.
Well, I mean, you tune in to the Splinter News. You never know when that's going to crop up, right? It's, I mean, that's a.
Let me just say,
here's
no
hoping.
Chin. No chin. That's my only comment. No chin.
All right, folks, we will see you tomorrow-ish.
Sort of.
Oh, wait a second. Well, no, let's play this in
play
the...
Play this out?
I was thinking of playing it... Yeah, okay. Let's play this out. This is from...
Was this Zero fan music?
This is the Zero Sum Rave State of the Union remix.
By Flayla.
By Flayla, which was produced 14 minutes ago, so at about
incredible.
11,
all right, let's
11:20.
See how they did.
Let's hear it.
My stroke is complete.
It's 4 minutes, so you might want to sign off, and then we can listen to the rest
Actually,
of it.
All right, folks.
It's growing on me a little.
We'll see you.
We need some glow sticks.
Tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Thank you.
I know about the history of capitalism.
Thank you. This is a zero-sum game.